have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Beofra.
Good evening, wonderful people. Great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission from our studios here in Biafra land on this very day, the 11th day of June in the year of our Lord 2014. The time now is approximately 2.5 minutes past 7 p.m. here in the evening. This is the evening presentation of Radio Biafra Double Daily Broadcast. 7 a.m. this very morning, we were live on air. Now it is 7 p.m. We are also live to the entirety of humanity. Our mission is a very simple one: to seek and to restore Biafra in a way that ensures that truth and honesty prevails upon this very land. That is why we welcome each and every one of you, regardless of your time zone, by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. We salute all the indigenous people of Biafra, friends of Biafra, listeners to Radio Biafra, that have continued in one way or the other to support our very effort here to safeguard and maintain the sanctity of our land. We welcome each and every one of you. And as we do so, we ask you to welcome other people as well. Those of them around you, your friends, your family, your acquaintances, all your relatives, all those who are close to you, those with internet accessibility, those of them via satellite who can receive us, please ask them to go to www.radiobiafra.co. Ask them to go to www.biafrarestoration.com. BiafraRestoration.com. If they go to www.BiafraVoice.com, they will also receive Radio Biafra. We have other listening posts as well. www.PeopleOfBiafra.org. PeopleOfBiafra.org. IndigenousPeopleOfBiafra.org is another listening post you can go to receive Radio Biafra. If you go to biafratelevision.co, you will also receive Radio Biafra live transmission. We have our bespoke app. Radio Biafra is the only indigenous broadcaster capable of delivering their own bespoke app, which you can download on your smartphone, on your portable device, and then be able to use it to listen to Radio Biafra. Finally, and most crucially, we are on satellite. Radio Biafra is on satellite. If you can afford to watch football on satellite, if you can afford to watch many other things, including international news stations on satellite, so can you also listen to Radio Biafra live uninterrupted transmission via satellite. We are on MyTV Strong. We are on this very platform called Amos 5. Point your dish towards 17 degrees east, you will be able to receive Radio Biafra. We are incredible. We are indomitable because we are the indigenous people of Biafra. We are in over 88 countries of the world. That is quite frankly why we are irrepressible. That is why anything we want to do, we do it. We may cry initially. We may lament initially. But eventually it gets done because we are Biafran. Sometimes we may wake up a bit late, but ultimately everything that we want done has been done. I see no reason why we cannot go forward to buy these weapons that we need so desperately in order for us to defend our land. The killing is still ongoing. The desecration of this very land is still continuing. Unless we demonstrate beyond every reasonable doubt that indeed we are formidable, these people will overrun us. If you tell our people that things are happening to us, some of them pretend as if they have sticks glued or pinned to their eardrums that they cannot hear. This place is being slowly taken over. This transmission is coming to you live. We do so that you continue to receive Radio Biafra. If you have experienced any intermittency, any disruption in transmission, please do not despair. This is Radio Biafra. Anything they try to do, we must always try to counter them. That is why, regardless of where you are in the world, regardless of what you think you are doing or ought to be doing, you must abandon everything to listen to Radio Biafra. Millions of people do that. Some hide under the bed to do it. Right now, what you need to do, we must try and clear these disruptions before we continue any further, because we cannot broadcast this way. We can't broadcast this way. Thank you very much. Welcome back, wonderful people of Biafra. We had a slight disruption, but we are grateful to Chukwa Biama for his mercy and his kindness to us. This is Radio Biafra Live Transmission. This is the very evening installment, because every day we come to you twice a day. Wherever you are, we welcome you. If you experience any further disruption, please do not do anything. It will come back to you. We have been broadcasting uninterrupted for the past few days. Our enemies are not sleeping. They are doing their best to disrupt our signal, and we are doing our best to ensure that we sustain it. That is why it is a battle between good and evil, a battle between light and darkness. That is why we must forge ahead relentlessly. Anybody who understands the way we do things, we know that we are not easily distracted, that we are focused on the restoration of our country like a laser beam. And in that very process, dear Lord, we do not compromise. If you are found to be tainted, if you are found to be a compromiser, you will not have anything to do with us. Your heart has to be pure. You must be very clean inside and outside for you to be worthy to participate, to partake in what we are doing, because the restoration of Biafra is a divine project ordained by the Most High Chukwa Biama and no other. If you are working for Biafra, you are privileged. We are here to restore our lost dignity. We are here to ensure that the children of God is set free upon this very earth. They inhabit this very place. They inhabit two other places in the world, by which I mean Israel and Ethiopia. These are the children of God chosen by Chukwu Abiama himself to come down to this very earth to do no other thing than to serve him. That is why we adhere very strictly to the praise and worship of Chukwu Abiama and no other, as he commanded us to do in Exodus chapter 20, that we should not have any other God apart from Chukwu Abiama. People often wonder, don't mix politics with religion. I will say to them, you people are mad, you don't know anything at all. If you go to any other part of the world where people answer Ikechukwu, where people answer Chika Odinaka, where people answer Chineke Mam, where people answer Chukwu Kamso, where people answer Ngozi Chukwu, then you can come back and discuss this with me. Are these names not religious? Are they, how can I put it? Are they neutral names? No, they are not. They are not Collins or Henry. They are there to offer praise to Chukwu Abiama. These names existed before the missionaries came. That goes to show that we knew God before any other person. That is why you have Umuezi Igwe. That is why you have Umuchukwu. That is why you have Umuabasi. Here, the children of God, they are here. How then can we remove God from what we are doing? How possible is that? No, it is not. It has been an integral part of our formation since the beginning of time. That is why we offer praise to Chukwu Abiama, because without his grace and his mercy, Biafra will not come. Therefore, we pray, we plead, and we ask that Chukwu Abiama continue to find us worthy to serve him through Biafra. We must welcome each and every one of you. We have also an interactive line here. If you wish to join us or participate in our presentation this evening, the number to call is +234 8100904 599. I repeat, +234 8100904 599. That is Radio Biafra Studio Line. If you have any suggestion to make, any contribution to make, the number to call is our office line, +234 9094665824. I repeat, +234 9094665824. And I announced today that we have taken delivery of the truck, let me put it that way, but for the indigenous people of Biafra, for the running of our affairs here by those brave Biafrans in Malaysia. We have taken delivery of one of the vehicles. We have taken delivery of one of the vehicles. We are still waiting for one more to come. It is very beautiful. It is very nice. It will be here to serve this very purpose, to make sure that logistically we are up to speed. Our thanks goes to our people in Malaysia for what they have done. But it is not complete yet. We understand. We await one more. Tomorrow morning you will receive pictures of this very vehicle that you bought for your country, for the running of your country. It is here to help us do our work, and we shall do so judiciously. We welcome each and every one of you. There are some countries around the world that has not done anything remarkable. We know very, very well that Germany bought us a bus. Germany loaded that bus with electronics as well. We acknowledge them for that. We know that many countries, not all of them, bought us is some flat screen, some deadbeat computers. Very, very old. Now the time has come for us to start them. Most of them are not working. If you know you are in a country that claim they love their country, you must be able to do something for the running of the office here. The equipping of our office was done by the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world through their kind donations and contributions. I will not forget Festus Saneke and a few other people, including Ojukwu, who calls us always from France, for their contribution. That was how we managed to equip our office. And also other people as well, including Dr. Oge Dozokwe and a few other of you I cannot mention. Those of you that helped to support us in the equipping of our office, thank you very much. We also thank Germany, and now we are thanking Malaysia, because the Jeep you bought for us, we have taken delivery of one. We are waiting for the other one. You know what to do. Once you complete it, we shall take delivery of it. Tomorrow you will see pictures of this very beautiful vehicle that you bought for your country. We thank you very much. All of you, Malaysia. Somebody gave birth to a child and named the child in here, Kwaba. Sometimes when I speak in the manner that I do, it is because of those of you in Malaysia, those of you in China, those of you also in Germany, I must make it very clear, those of you in the USA, because all of you in the USA bought us all the iPads we are using today. We must acknowledge and recognize that. And also United Kingdom, for making sure that our container was loaded to the brim. Thanks to those of you in the UK. We must encourage people to come out. We must encourage them to do what is right. And that thing is to learn how to be charitable towards their country. We are laying the foundation, the blueprint for the coming of the new Biafra. And as long as we hold on to truth and honesty, as long as we remain incorruptible, as long as we remain uncompromising in our approach, there is no way that Biafra will not come. There are a few idiots threatening and blackmailing all over the place, saying, if you don't accept us, we say this, we say that, we release this. I'm simply waiting for all of you to say what you have to say. If you're man enough, you pick up the phone and you call this very number. If you are brave, but you are not brave, you are all cowards. You can't do anything. You inbox me threatening, if I don't agree to unity with Wazirike and Bilie, compromised groups. You I look like somebody that will go out and compromise Biafra with people who are not strong mentally, people who are not strong spiritually. You want me to compromise? It means you don't know me. You don't know me. If you think I will be serving Biafra and I will go and meet enemies of Biafra because they are using the name of Biafra to play games, that means you don't know me. That means you're deluded. That means you're very sick. Don't inbox me. Put it out in the open, for goodness sake. Pick up the phone and call +234 8100 904 599. Demented people. You think if you can go about gossiping somehow, that will put me under pressure to reconsider all of you failed people. You will not come here. You join our enemies and we kill you. As simple as that. Go and remain where you are and watch and see how freedom fighting is done transparently and in the open. We have nothing to hide. That is why we are formidable. Nothing to hide. Truth and honesty. If you know where we have lied, you come and say it in the public, not in the secret. I have never failed my country before. I have served my country with all I have within me and will not hesitate to lay down my life for my country anytime, any day. Can any of you say that? All these monkeys and morons all over the place. Can you say that? The answer is no. You want to be like Radio Biafra. You want to copy what Radio Biafra is doing. And you think it is easy. You are not like us because Chukwu Abiama did not ask you to come. Everybody, all of us, from myself to the head of the Directorate of State, or everybody working to the Chief of Staff, to the members of the Elders Advisory Council, to the Army Council, to the Women Affairs, Chukwu Abiama determined that we should come, not man. Understand it. I was not called by Okorocha or his agents. I was not called by poverty, as some people were called by poverty. I was called to serve my country, and I am here to serve her with all that I possess. Therefore, useless threatening nonsense through my inbox is pure rubbish. I don't care. Anything you have to say, say it in the open, not in secret. I don't believe in secrecy. When I exposed the shenanigans of these idiots, I did it in public. If you have something to say, you say it. If it is found that I have failed my country in any way, shape, or form, I will come out and hang myself. It is impossible because I love Biafra more than my own life. You must understand that. We are not equal. Some people love their country, Biafra, more than others. You think this is a joke? You must be dreaming. This is Radio Biafra after all. We are broadcasting to the entirety of humanity across the entire 24 time zones of the world without fear before our enemies. Without fear. I am in Enugu broadcasting. Without fear before our enemies. If you want to come and fight us, come alone. Don't come with Nigeria police. Don't come. Come by yourself. And go and count all those that came the last time. How many returned to you? How many of them went back to you? That is how you know. As they said, not everything we say in the public. But go and count all those you sent to our cenotaph. How many of them returned to you? We are formidable. And we are even more prepared than ever. More prepared than ever. We march on. We are relentless. Our cause is noble. We are here to do one thing and one thing alone. Preach the gospel of Biafra. This is the gospel, good news. Because here we educate you, we enlighten you, we open up your eyes and your brain to begin to conceive and to see things you have never seen before. To see the light and the truth is our job. Once you grasp those things, the light and the truth, you don't have any problem anymore. You don't have any problem anymore. This is Radio Biafra. I know that the barrister is trying to get through to me. Barrister Mamezu, you will try and come through the office line. Barrister, come through the office line, please. Come through the office line. I'm telling the barrister, please, if you can hear me, anybody around United Kingdom, if you can inbox Barrister Mamezu, let him come through the office line. That very office line is +234 909 466 5824. +234 909 466 5824. That is for Barrister Mamezu to call us. Because I want the very eminent barrister and attorney at law to join this very program. The barrister will join us. If he goes to that line, he'll be able to join us. The place where he's meant to be joining us from, the line is not working. The phone had taken too many calls that he packed up, quite literally packed up. It's a Samsung phone. We shall seek to replace it. We shall seek to replace it. This is Radio Biafra. Will march on. We are relentless as we await the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, to join us, please. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast. I will go straight away to remind everybody, please. And I also thank those that rang today to collect the account number to support what we are doing. You know that we are black people. We don't know how much most things cost. That is why when you see an African, they say, oh, I changed my car. I'm now driving BMW. They cannot make BMW, you know. They do not make Mercedes-Benz. They don't know what goes into the manufacture of a car. They don't understand it. All they know is that they go, they make money, and they buy it. Ask them to sit down to think about what goes into the creation of a car. Then they'll marvel. Some people look at us and say, oh, and they're asking for money. Why would we not ask for money? Morons, how do you buy weapons? Umuokoko, how do you defend yourselves against Islam? No wonder some of you fathered by Hausa Fulani men, you want us to leave our guard down, to leave our gates open for your own kind, Hausa Fulani Katoriada, to come in here to rape and murder our women. It won't be well with all of you. It won't be, because you don't understand. You think the defense of Biafra will be left in the hands of compromisers and cowards, those working with the enemies of Biafra, those in APC, mad people. We continue to do what we have come here to do, which is to preach the gospel without fear or favor. Our number is here. Don't hide us when you call. After calling, remain on the line. As somebody said yesterday, we are wondering what you have done for us. And as Dr. Ogede confirmed later, it's just like some women, I can't say all women, regardless of what you do to them, they keep saying, what have you done for me before? That goes to show that Igbo men are not men anymore. They are women. They are beginning to reason like women. The people that mobilized the whole world on the 30th of May, you're asking, what have they done? Isn't that stupidity of the highest order? These are the idiots that inhabit the world of Facebook and beyond. those who cannot reason properly. I grew up in the village. In the village, that's where I grew up. I went to fetch firewood. I had to go to stream. I had to go and hunt every animal that any small boy can hunt in the village. I understand how things are done where I come from. And when I was growing up, there was no kidnapping. When I was growing up, you can walk into any house and eat and you will not be afraid of being poisoned. When I was growing up, you do well in school. Strangers will line the street and give you money because you are brilliant. I grew up at a time when men were men. When men were honorable, not any longer. The fact you have an Igbo name doesn't mean you are reasonable or sensible or even part of us. You can be Hausa, Fulani for all I know. Your stupidity betrays who you are. We are going to present the news headlines, after which our lines shall open. When these lines open, you will call us. You will call Radio Biafra. We will take your call. You will also be able to reach us via Skype. Simply Radio Biafra. That is all you need. Radio Biafra, add us to your Skype contact list. We are not duty bound or obliged to accept you, but all the same, if you call us, we should be able to receive your call. Once we receive it, then you can speak and the world will hear you. This very broadcast from Enugu is being received in every part of the world. People are listening. Millions of people are listening because this is the only place, quite frankly, you can receive the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. It may sound bizarre to you. After 4 or 5 days, sometimes weeks, it will be staring you in the face. Everything happening now, we did not predict. We told you they were going to happen. So it's not prediction. We knew they were going to happen. And it has happened already. We are reporting on this very day that Fulani headsmen are still in Ezeago. Fulani headsmen are here. The advance party of Boko Haram has come. They are here. And we have to pursue them. We have to remove them. I have been attending meetings non-stop since 2 days ago to see what our commanders on the ground can do about it. But there are very sensitive operational details that I'm not at liberty to tell you. The meetings continue even tonight until tomorrow evening. We are doing all we can, trying to utilize the very little that we have to defend this very land. Therefore, we are reporting that Enugu is under Islamic invasion. We are here. Most of you are not. If you are from Ezeago, call the village and ask them what is happening, and they will tell you that Hausa Fulani people are here. They have come. And to remove them will be very, very difficult. I said it before. That is why we are assembling our men. That is why also we are doing everything we can to make sure we raise enough funds to give us the ammunition that we need in order for us to prosecute this very war, to fight this war. We have narrowed it down to only 8 million. That's all we require for now to pursue this campaign. Some are saying, why announce the figure on air? I said, what are you afraid of? Are you a criminal? Why can't you be open, free, and plain? I continue to use Israel as my template. When Golda Meir went to America, he told the American jury, what I need is 50 million. And they raised it for her. She went to Europe, bought weapons, and Israel is free today. Igbo people and money. Shame. Buying and selling, that's what it does to you. Profit and loss, that's what it does to you. Sometimes I don't even blame you, I blame Awolowo. He impoverished everybody. You had to go and start doing buying and selling for you to survive. And in the process, as my friend will say, we so much sold consumer goods that our brain became consumed. You know, there is a time you keep selling consumer goods that your brain you have in your head will be consumed in the process. That's what happened to us. That is what buying and selling does to you. It's not very good. Mercantile economy is bad. That is why we are suffering today more than any other race. Mercantile mentality. Very bad indeed. In keeping with what we are reporting happening here in Enugu, that we are under siege, Governor Shettima warns Boko Haram are coming to the south. They are here already, we know. You don't have to tell us. We know that already. This is Governor Shettima. He's telling us that Boko Haram are coming here. Is that the barrister? The very eminent barrister has joined us. We shall go to the barrister. I will not keep the barrister waiting any longer. Before I continue with the headline presentation, I must please invite the barrister himself, the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, who has kindly joined us from London. Barrister, our people are waiting. They are known as the indigenous people of Biafra, answering to Biafrans in over 88 countries of the world. Please kindly acknowledge them in the only way that Barrister Mamezu can.
Thank you, Director. Good evening to yourself. And good evening to all those who are there with you. Our best and the original kind-hearted Biafran, who believe in Biafra, who believe in a restoration of Biafra, and those who believe that Biafra must stand and stand effectively. I thank all of you. I've not been about to speak, but I've been listening and taking stock of what has been happening, BMAM. I've always been there, but not able to call in. But Director, I'm here with you today. I thank all of you, wherever you are, fellow Biafrans, east, west, north, or south. I always remember every Biafran, wherever you are, and I'm always proud of all of you, men, women, young and old. In Biafra, I stand. Director, you are doing a great job, and you will continue to do the job that you've been appointed to doing until Biafra is fully and finally established. We cannot set a foot back. All we are moving is forward. And for those who believe wholeheartedly in the restoration of Biafra, Chukwu Abiamah will always be with all of you, will always guide all of you in everything you do, in as much as you are helping to the restoration of your own country. Director, when I hear that Boko Haram are in Enugu, I feel more angrier than I ever was. That you are killing my people in your own north, butchering them, sending all the churches over there ablaze, bringing everything to the floor. Now, what effrontery have you got to come into my own native land to do what? This is a big challenge, and I don't need to say any more. For Director has already mentioned it. There's no point in me repeating. Fellow Biafrans, please, when you call in, don't forget to mute, turn off, or temporarily pause your listening devices so that we can talk and talk brilliantly. Yesterday, a fellow Biafran spoke, even today, how they wish they can speak in Igbo. How many times has it been explained to you that Biafra is not only Igbo? I repeat this. We have collective of our people all over. Even those who from Igbo State who hear Igbo, they still pretend that they are not Igbos. We are trying to make everything easy for everybody so that the unity that we want to ensure will be established. That is why we are using this unitary language, thanks to the English people. At least, Director explained it this morning. The reason why we are not speaking Igbo in our area is because the Igbo people never wish to conquer their neighbors. We believe in the doctrine of live and let live. Why destroying somebody's language? Why going to conquer them and loot and pillage and take their women? Why? It is not in the nature of Biafrans. And that is why we speak different languages. And that is how it will be. Because in Biafra, everybody will lay claim to their originality. This we ensure to enshrine in the heart of Biafra. Nobody should be talking about why can't we speak Igbo. Igbo is not only Biafra. We have very many of Biafrans. And everybody should hang on to their language. We are coming. Let's first of all seek ye the restoration of Biafra. Every other individual will speak according to their own language. Good evening to all of you. Director, I'm standing by you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The very eminent barrister himself has spoken. This is Radio Biafra. Our quest here is to educate our people, to let you understand the things that hitherto have been hidden from you. One of those things is this very lie being peddled. I will come to the headlines in a minute and the accompanying news summary. The problem that we have as a people is that we debate, we come to a conclusion, and people forget what has been concluded to go back and have the same debate over and over again. There are those pressing me every day, let's unite with A, let's unite with B. And I say to them, these are the faults of these groups. There are groups we are working with. The very group that my good friend founded, Prince Longinus Ojiako, EPC, within BLC, we are working with them. Till tomorrow morning, there are those who have been confused. They don't know if they are freedom fighters or scavengers looking for crumbs. We can excuse that. Poverty is a very bad thing. We can excuse their poverty. The problem lies when you ask me to go and join those hell-bent on deceiving our people. I am a student of modern history. I read politics and economics at Metropolitan University in London. There is nothing anybody will teach me right now concerning how freedom is won. Anybody, any human being telling you that they can go to court to get you your freedom, if you have gone, shoot that person is a deceiver and a criminal. Because there is no precedent in history. It has never happened before. Are you telling me that all those countries being oppressed, that they don't have lawyers there? Is that what you're telling me? The answer is no. Now they are running about with the help of APC, Rocha Sokorocha. They don't know I know them very well. One of the so-called Supreme Council of Elder is Bishop Enyoha. Bishop Enyoha is the right-hand man of Rocha Sokorocha. I have sat in Bishop Enyoha's sitting room to discuss this thing. And I told him, quite frankly, I will not have anything to do with Rocha Sokorocha. I've made it very clear before. These are the people in the same Supreme Council of Elders that I was instrumental in creating. There is nothing like Supreme Council of Elders. They have been dissolved, completely dissolved, completely. They convinced a few people that I recommended to them to join them in the Supreme Council of Elders. Their names were in court. Nigeria or Biafra versus Nigeria. How on earth do you think that a court of law, your oppressor, will give you freedom? Where is that done before? Have you seen such rubbish before? The reason why we went to court is to place Nigeria on notice that we are marching forward. And that if they try to stop us, we'll be able to react. Little did I know that some people have taken it as panacea or have taken it as another way of getting freedom. Freedom is not given, it is taken. Nobody gives, you force them to give it to you. The reason why they claim they have not been arrested is simply because you obey Nigerian laws. If you obey Nigerian law, what then are you fighting for? Now they are lying again, saying they are taking the matter to ICC or is it ICJ. When the fact of the matter is that only a sovereign country can take a case to ICJ, the International Court of Justice. Do you see how people are lying? There were those that came up before and said they want to do. I'm telling people now, when they tell you, he doesn't want to unite. I'm now telling you why I don't unite with criminals. I don't. They came up and took money from us and said they're taking the genocide case to the World Court. The lawyer wrote only one letter, and that was the end of it. When we were telling them that that is not where the problem lies, the problem lies in an average Biafran recognizing the truth is yoku. That is all. Only truth is needed. Nothing more. Once our people are able to grasp what is the truth from the rumors and the lies that prevail every blessed day, they will see the light. And Chukwu Abema will guide them to the promised land. As simple as that. People are going about lying and deceiving other people, claiming that going to court is the way to... Who told you that? I'm not a lawyer.
But I will defeat any case that comes to God before me. You're asking a judge that was appointed under the Constitution of Nigeria to rule for a case, asking for Nigeria to be divided. Is that plausible? But our people are desperate now for Biafra. Anything you tell them, most of them will believe. But I don't believe in deceiving myself and deceiving people. I tell you the truth. How are we going to get Biafra? Three simple steps. We've done one. Remember the dead. Remove all your enemies from within. Go and fight your enemies. Simple. Any other thing is just rubbish. Go and check freedom fighting anywhere in the world. You go to court. Article 1, paragraph 8. My honor. I refer you to the nonsense. I can go back for 90 years. Mad people. These are the people you want me to mix with. People who don't understand that freedom fighting is war. You go to war to win your freedom. All this rubbish is nonsense. The same thing with the criminal was written. Sit at home, sit in the forest, sit on the tree, sit on the main road. Nonsense. Peaceful actualization. Rubbish. Even Mahatma Gandhi was prepared to go violent. Was Martin Luther King a peaceful man? Then says no. He went on street protest. Civil disobedience means breaking the law. I thought they said they are lawyers. I didn't go to law school. I wish one day they'll be brave enough to call Radio Biafra or agree to a face-to-face debate. Tell them that's what I said. All of them can come together. We can televise a debate and I will destroy them one after the other. Complete destruction because they know nothing upstairs. Chukwu Abiyama called us to do this very work and we have all the tools to do it. And we are going to deliver it. Listen to Radio Biafra and do as we tell you. If they told you before that you mobilize people in over 88 countries, will you agree? I thought people said we don't love each other. They are not united, they don't love themselves. Can't you go and see what we did on the 30th? Can't you come and see our cenotaph, which we are reconstructing? Who is going to stop us now? Nobody. You come, you lose men. As you're going, if 15 of you come, as you're going, recount the number as you go home and see if you're complete. We are dealing with them and they understand it very, very well. At that as well, there is nothing I go into that I don't see the end of it. They underestimate how stubborn we are. Anybody that underestimates our resilience is a fool because that means you don't know us. It means you don't know me. You see this Biafra? It is either Biafra comes, the flag is flying up above, or I'm 6 foot below. I won't go on exile. We'll be here and fight for Biafra, and Biafra will come. You think you can deceive people going to court? Which court is that? Give me a... There is something called precedent in law or case law. If you are in a law court, you cite a case saying when A versus B happened, this was what happened. Show me a case law that says a country went to court and won the independence. Babash. Rubbish. If you're there, it's like the blind leading the blind. Chukwu Abiyama said we should come. Everything we touch turns into gold. Everything. We must continue. Eziagu is under siege. Let's go to court now to ask Fulani headsmen to go. Why can't Bilie go to court asking the Fulani headsmen in Eziagu to go? Idiots that want to get us Biafra. Morons. Governor Shettima wants Boko Haram extend to south. If we shall go into that later on, shall go into it. Boko Haram has killed another 5 in Chibok villages. You would have thought that the same Chibok where allegedly 399 girls were kidnapped. You would have thought that any sensible place, there will be security around there, isn't it? No, they have gone back there to kill 5 more people in Chibok. Soldiers are deserting as Boko Haram make a strong comeback. Now is the time to hit the Zoo army. They won't survive it. If they have turned to face us, Boko Haram will overrun the whole of the Emirates of the North. I assure you. The only weak link is Yoruba. Because of their cowardice. That is all. Only to yap and talk and talk. Castigate Dezi and Amadeke. That's all they can do. And I have seen some people with Igbo names raised in Yoruba land. They have acquired the Yoruba disease. You stay very far. You talk and you run. You know when we are small, a child will be talking when the mother is coming back from market. You chase the child. the child will run into their house and still be talking. You say, okay, come out now. They won't come outside. Some people with Igbo names raised in Lagos, possibly married to Yoruba women, have acquired these very insipid cowardice. Faceless and nameless people on Facebook. I wish they can come out. Just come out if you're a man, and we'll show you. One sent me a number from Germany. I've sent it to Chikeke to find who the monkey is. I'm coming to Germany. I want to see this idiot who is an amateur at blackmail. The only thing stopping Biafra now is unity. Unity with who? With a criminal? You must be insane. You must be insane. Soldiers are deserting as Boko Haram make a strong comeback. Boko Haram pay boost for soldiers because if they kill you, you get allowance. Robbers invade Catholic Church in Aba and takes away the priest's car. Jonathan nominates Alison Madeke as Secretary General of OPEC. But you know Yorubas are not happy. Yoruba people are not happy. They are campaigning. They have deployed their media. Every Yoruba media is now dedicated to castigating Desire and Alison Madeke. Amazing. I thought all of you are in one Nigeria. Let's green, white, green. I pledge to Nigeria, my country. But Yorubas don't like you. You think they love you? Mad people. 48 hours after his appointment, Sanusi is operating from the government house. This has nothing to do with Biafra. The latest unsuccessful attempt. Why did these Biafran Zionists do what they do? There is frustration here. Most people will do worse than that, than try to seize a TV broadcasting station. People are frustrated here. Come and see what is happening. Come and witness poverty, the type you have never seen before in our land. Most of you are abroad. You think if you send Western Union, that is the end of it, or MoneyGram. No. People are suffering here. Very desperate. And that was what Benjamin Onwuka was trying to draw attention of people to. Nothing more, nothing less. President Jonathan is the president boxed into a corner, weak, imbecilic, decrepit, and cowardly. Jonathan. He is not an executive president. Jonathan is weak. Very weak. At long last, he has shown some bottle in nominating Dezian, which means Dezian is not going to be sacked anytime soon. We hope so. We are also reporting on this very day as our main headline that Biafra land is under siege. Ndiawosa na eba. Hausa Fulani men are here with their cattle to establish a caliphate in Eziago, local government area of Enugu State. They are here. Ezazubu is lamenting. Do you know who Ezazubu is? Ezazubu is the chairman of the Council of Elders, Supreme Council of Elders, that has been dissolved. Ezazubu did not tell Bilie lawyers to go to court to remove the cattlemen. Ezazubu is calling on action to be done, security action to be taken. And they think we are daft. Any idiot can come up and dream of any scheme and will succeed. That's what they think. You go to court to get freedom. This is what you tell kids in the kindergarten. Show me where it has worked before. Ezazubu, his own kingdom is under, not kingdom, his village is under threat. House of Pladia killing them. The chairman of the Supreme Council of Elders, before it was dissolved. It doesn't exist anymore. It's been dissolved. He's calling for action to be taken. Why don't you go to court now? You obey the law. Go to court and make a fool of yourself there. In the other. Governor Shettima warns Boko Haram is here. Let us see what he had to say. Borno State Governor Kashim Shettima. Now this is the news in greater detail. We don't do news the way they do it elsewhere because we are presenting news in a foreign language, in English language. So we have to make it in such a way that our people understand the meaning of the news, that they understand what is being conveyed to them. Borno State Governor Kashim Shettima yesterday warned that Boko Haram had the capacity to extend havoc across the country if they succeed in overrunning the Northeast. What did I tell you before? I said it to people before. Now is the best time to move against the Zulu army. If they turn against us, Boko Haram would overrun them. This is exactly what Governor Shettima is saying. This is somebody who's on the ground, as I would say here. I'm on the ground. This man is on the ground. And telling you what has to happen. He said, this is Shettima, if Boko Haram succeeds in overrunning the northeast as they seek, they will surely want to extend greater havoc to other parts of the north. And if they overrun the north, they would want to extend to the south. Crisis of any type has got a life of its own, which depends on something for survival. The governor who spoke at a two-day conference on security and human rights organized by the Center for Historical Documentation and Research of the Ahmadu Bello University Zaria described as gross misunderstanding of the Boko Haram crisis by those who should be in a position to profess solutions to the crisis. He said that it was unfortunate that the Minister of Information, Labra Maku, was blind to the real crisis of Boko Haram and therefore chose to trivialize it. This man, at least I give him credit, Governor Shettima, he understands that the Sufist Wahhabist tendency of Islam is seeking to extend or dip their Quran in the Atlantic Ocean. And with the likes of those of them yapping all over the place without proof, they will be able to succeed. I cannot believe that there were some people who were commenting that we don't need arms to fight Boko Haram. You should rely on prayer and going to law court. Somebody has to go and serve them the writ of summons, asking them to come to court. Yes? And you will go there with your chaplet and your prayer and holy water and holy oil, so you've been visible as you're serving it. If we move against the Nigerian army today, Boko Haram will overrun the north. And because Boko Haram, they don't want Boko Haram to overrun the north, Biafra will come very quickly. Simple arithmetic. Very, very simple. The only difficult part of it is that we need weapons. We need armaments to fight. That is all. And we take Biafra from the clutches of Satan. Darkness and iniquity will let Biafra go. Boko Haram militants have invaded two villages in Borno State, killing no fewer than four people and have reportedly packed away food items as well as livestock. Yohana Musa, a resident from one of the villages, said some well-armed men believed to be Boko Haram had stormed the Tohya and Wurajene villages in an early morning attack on Monday that continued into early Tuesday morning. The attackers opened fire on the villagers as soon as they arrived at about 7:45 p.m. on Monday and killed at least four people. The attackers fired at the people and many residents fled into the bush. There was confusion everywhere as the attackers set fire on several houses. They continued the attack for about 2 hours. They carted away foodstuffs, bags of grain and chicken belonging to our poor people, the source said. The villagers are about 14 kilometers away from Chibok, south of Borno, which had in recent weeks been the scene of many attacks, including additional kidnappings by Boko Haram insurgents. Things are happening, isn't it? In the zoo. Several soldiers on the ground in Borno State have told a major news outlet that many Nigerian soldiers are deserting after the military retreated from Bita and Izge as Boko Haram militants mounted a major offensive. The sources, according to Sahara reporters, said that soldiers had handed in their weapons and deserted in civilian clothes. They don't have the stomach to fight. Do you understand what we're saying? The only people fighting in the Zulu army are those that their commanders will call and promise a teaspoon of crude oil. Dear soldier, you see all this money I'm enjoying today? Go and stop Boko Haram, and I will give you some. That is why they are fighting. These people are fighting to protect corruption, not to keep the zoo as one. No! It's to protect the corrupt individuals that gave rise to this very crisis that is now consuming them in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. Of course, they've come here as well, consuming all of us. Indications have emerged that the federal government is set to increase the operational allowance for soldiers on internal security operation nationwide. The decision, according to Daily Sun, was ratified by President Goodluck Jonathan after the Chief of Army Staff, K. Kenneth Minima pleaded with the president on the need to increase the operational allowance of troops, especially those serving in the northeast and north central parts of the country. Minima said that the gesture was to boost the morale of troops engaged in the fight against insurgency and other security challenges in some parts of the country. The army currently pays 1,000 per day as operational allowance to its troops on ISO, although it was gathered that the new amount will be paid to soldiers. Sources said, however, that the money will be paid any moment from now as soon as all necessary paperwork are concluded. This money, mark it today, will be stolen. This same money will be stolen by an army general. A lieutenant general will steal this army and pocket it. And many more desertions will happen in the Zulu army. They want to increase their salary. Jonathan is on over $1 million a day on his oil concessions he gave to Namibia, where he's eating money from. And you are being paid 1,000 naira to go and risk your life for Jonathan, who is on over $1 million a day. Useless people. Black people are foolish. You can see the reason why. In any other place, the army will mutiny. They will say no to this nonsense. Let everybody go their own separate ways. But no, they also want to be like Oga. One day, they too will be Major General. And they will have their siren. They have their mansion. They have their treatment in London. They have their Swiss bank account. Amazing. Armed robbers on Monday invaded the Catholic church in Aba, Abia State, and made away with the car of the parish priest and other valuables at gunpoint. People are hungry. What do you expect? There will be armed robbery. Yes. Little men and women are hungry. No employment, no opportunities, no enabling situation or circumstance to allow them apply their God-given talent in creativity, in the advancement of their society, to the benefit of their family and their own self-advancement. These things don't happen. What do you expect from youngsters? The Minister of Petroleum, Mrs. Desiree Arasemadeke, has been nominated by Goodluck Jonathan to become Secretary General of OPEC when the tenure of the incumbent Abdullah al-Badri of Iraq expires in December 2014. That is the news. Arasemadeke, Desiane, to be made the OPEC. They are gunning for her to be the OPEC Secretary General, or whatever they call it. And only time shall tell. Our lines are open. The lines of Radio Biafra is open. And as usual, you can call us. When you call Radio Biafra, we take your call. As always, we don't know who you are. So anybody can call us. If you call us, we take your call. You say whatever thing it is you want to say live on air to the hearing of the whole world. The number to call is +234 8100 904599. I repeat, +234 8100 904599. The Skype line is also open. It is simply Radio Biafra. Once you add Radio Biafra, you can just call us even without adding us. Once you call us, we should be able to take your call. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know what is wrong with it. The phone line is perfectly fine. Please, if you call Radio Biafra, I hope that some of you are not testing out your gadgets to see if it works. We are free and we are ready to take your calls. And I will also invite the barrister to please try and join us to give us his own views and analysis on what we presented this very evening. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? You are our first caller today. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, my director.
Good evening, my dear brother.
My name is Chris Onyemachi. I'm from Benders.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Switzerland, Geneva to be precise.
From Geneva in Switzerland. Please go ahead.
I thank you for what you're doing. And when I listen to the program and people call you in there, most of them said you sound, when I go out and I talk to people about Biafra and ask them to listen to the radio, they're telling me that you're still arrogant and you sound annoying and you're provoking a lot of people.
I am arrogant because I am educated. I am learned. If you think that you know more, you come and speak on the air. We give you the time to speak.
So, I understand. Because most of them feel you intimidate them and they run away and everything. So I took a time the other day, and I was telling my friend who they should come and, you know, join us and do the Biafran thing. But most of them, they say they are not interested, that this is a scam thing and everything. But I, listening to your voice and listening to you, my spirit tells me that you're sincere and that you're a correct person, and you should be the person that we should follow. And I believe whatever you're saying, and I believe you. And I'm working with my colleagues here in Geneva so we could try and put up things together and build Geneva to be strong and Switzerland to be strong as well. We did the 30th May. It was great here. And the Zurich people, they actually turned up a lot. They surprised us. They chatted like two bots. And the chairman of the Evo meeting there, I heard he was the one who organized everything. But most of us in Geneva here, they didn't do anything. We were like few who came out that day. Apart from the Zurich people that came in the masses, people here, nobody comes out. And when you're telling them here, you know, we should, you know, put hands together and support Biafra, they don't care. They don't give a shit. They prefer going out and spend their money in the club and having fun, and they don't care about what's happening home. But I'm happy that you what you are doing, and I'm here to give you support. I am not rich. I don't have millions in the bank, but the little that I have, and I'm going to contribute, and I'm gonna use it. You guys are gonna use it and do whatever you have to do. I cannot come back and join the army, but I will try as much as I can to contribute whatever I have every month, if possible, every week, to support what you guys are doing. And I'm grateful because my dad actually fought in Biafran war and was captured as well. So I want to support Biafra in all costs.
Thank you very much. You have spoken. Thank you very much. You have spoken very, very well. The thing about our people is that they don't like the truth. Our people run from the truth. That is what is pursuing them. If you come to Biafra, your hands must be clean. If you think that my hands are not clean, pick up the phone and call and tell the world. Not grumbling by the side. You want me to be apologetic that I can exhibit multidisciplinary competence. That my breadth and knowledge spans many, many disciplines. I can't be apologetic for that. I came prepared for Biafra. I know how stupid our people are. It took me 18 years studying. 18 good years studying. Preparing for them. Because I know fools abound within us. I came prepared for them, all of them. From your professor to your Pawine Tapa. I came prepared for them. Thank you very much.
Okay, keep doing what you're doing.
I have to keep doing it now. Truth is life. Without truth, you're nobody. You are nobody, nothing whatsoever. You will go to court to get freedom. Where has that happened before? One question only for Billie. One question. Can you show me where this has happened before in history? And then they pack up and go home. Ndiara. We have a caller on Skype. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype.
Anichebe from Malaysia.
Anichebe from Malaysia. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm hearing you, director.
Go ahead, Anichebe.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Anichebe from Malaysia.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to commend you for what you have been doing for us. You and the people, the Tourism Board of the Radio Biafran, you people are doing a great work there. But you have had all the whole thing that is happening, it is you. So, if it is for getting our weapons, please, let us plan it and know where to get weapons. Before these people will come and take overrun us. There is no time. Because you mentioned Nan, Igwe, Chief Justice Ozobu, Igwe Ozobu. Yes, he's a man of Biafran. Because I was in Enugu the time they arrested the Masop people where they are doing meeting in presidential hotel. He was the person that come there and tell the army police people to leave these people alone. That they are not Boko Haram. They are just freedom fighters. That man is a man that he's supposed to even meet because he's a Biafran. And he's a Biafran. We want that people, the planning house that is in Ezago, to vacate that Ezago. I'm from Ezago. I was the person. Told you names. Tell the people that is involved. What you are doing, nobody can do it.
Anichebe, are you saying you are from Ezago? Is that correct? Hello, can you hear me? Have we lost him? Anichebe, can you hear me? I can't hear him. I cannot hear him anymore. He's from Izago. We would have asked him to give us situation report because the mom is there and I'm sure the dad too. I don't know. Can you hear me?
Hello, hello. Yes, director, I'm hearing you.
Can you? You are from Izago, is that correct? Hang on.
I say that you are arrogant.
Anichebe?
Yes, I'm from Izago, yes.
Can you give us the update? Tell us your village and you give us the update where you come from, please, so that our people can hear with their two ears if they're still working. No. Can you hear me? Oh, dear Lord. He cannot. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller
yes,
on...
I hear director.
Please stay where you are. Stay where you are. Clinton, you may stay where you are. Let's take this call on the phone. Stay on Skype, please. The caller on the phone, you've been waiting for a long time. Your name and where you are, please.
I greet you, our director. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, all dear friends. Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. Good night to some of you. I'm Okisuku Obi from Manchester. I'm an indigenous Biafra from Imo State, in Uguta local government, the Buama. My director, my prayer for you is that the Lord will continue upholding you and protecting this movement till the end.
He said,
when we have realized Biafra in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Any power, any hand that will plan shame or evil against you and this movement shall be disgraced. They shall be overrun by the anger of God. Yes. We're going to get Biafra. So, all those that have the blood of Biafra in their hands, we're going to share blood. They're going to cry over blood in their midst. The Hausa Fulani, the middle girls are getting their share. It remains the Yorubas and the Pinin. They will also get their share when the time comes. Those that bomb our churches and our places, their own temples will also be bombed with time. So I have three things to suggest today, my dear brother. The three things I'll quickly go on them. One is regarding what you were discussing yesterday about how we're going to respond. You know, even Jesus himself, when he was in his own time, the first phase was first fasting and prayer, and the other one was miracle, and the other one was breaking of bread to enter into his crucifixion. And within that time, he asked his disciples, do you have a sword? If you don't have a sword, you have to sell your clothes and buy a sword. And they said, okay, we have two swords. And they said, that is enough. He knew that Peter would use that sword to cut the ear of Marcus. But he wanted the sword because that is the time of battle. So we have to fight in two ways. We have to raise money in two ways. One is through our... through countries and to share the money through continents, as people say, if that is the way you want it, or countries. Another one is people, the call, Biafra should call the office line, that will also call and get the number, or people who can go to the website and donate. But people should frequently, willingly donate, even if it's weekly or monthly. Because all hands are not equal. There are people who are millionaires in foreign countries. They should bring out money and fund this movement. They shouldn't wait for those who are seeking jobs and who are under job seekers allowance to donate the same amount with those who are doctors or engineers or millionaires or businessmen or who are doing a great job. So people, we should donate money from our countries where we are residing, and we should donate money individually there in Gabbaran or through the website or through PayPal, as you said, suggested. But this should be clear that it should be in two forms, because if it is only by continent at a time, people will go where. But if money is coming through oral means, you people won't lack any money to do whatever you want to do there. That is my observation on that. And so I would like you to be announcing those numbers maybe three or four times before the sentiment finish in a day, either morning or night, so that people will know the number, you know, to call and get an account number.
Okay.
Then secondly is, there's a friend of mine who was asking me, how strong are we in Cameroon and Gabon? Because I know I was born in Cameroon. There are a lot of Biafrans in Cameroon. There are a lot of Biafrans in Gabon. And the president, the current president of Gabon today is a Biafran. Do you know that?
I know. Even the ambassador to UK is Nze, is his name. He's a Biafran. I know. The Gabonese ambassador to UK. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so he said that people should be sent to these places, and if the president himself will know what we are doing, because even that time they helped us, they took our refugees. So we should go there and make ourselves known in Gabon and in Cameroon. There are a lot of Calabar people from Cross River in Cameroon, because I was born there. I know that they do people there. So please, there should be a kind of move to there, to those countries. There are millions of Biafrans there. And then the third one is, in what point do we need to sensitize our students, people in university and people in those who are in academics?
We are doing that already. Everything you talked about now, we are doing that already. But as they said, we no longer divulge what we are doing in public. Because once we do it, Rocha Sokrocha and his people will go and copy their numbers and start calling them.
Yes. Thank you, sir. God bless you so much. This makes me to be happy. Because those fools, there are people that their homes need to be burned. People to march, revolution, go and burn their family homes. Those people who are giving us, you know, bad blood, those people who are causing us headache in this movement, those Uwazwike and others, those are people. They are hoping that they have 20 homes, all of them to be targeted. They will be sent out. That is a signal that they should leave the country. So this is these are the great things I'm suggesting. And then our people in Lagos, because I remember 1993 when we run during Abiola time, Lagos was started because the reporter of people living in Lagos are the Biafrans. Especially in Idumota, in Yaba, so many places. Go send people to go and meet the meeting, they call them the executive or the chairman, secretaries, or you know, like they are executive of the meeting. Go and inform them what we are doing so they can sensitize the market people. Because whenever I call my people there and ask them about the things of Biafra, they say they haven't had it in Lagos. So because people are living in different areas, so that the market people there can also be able to raise money for this. Please, this is my suggestion. I don't know if it is the right one.
It is.
I'm standing by.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. We welcome all your suggestions. We are doing almost 90% of the thing you said. There are things we are no longer at liberty to say on air. But as we keep reminding everybody, if you are a Biafran, you must belong to one camp or the other. One camp are those that volunteer to serve their country on the front line. The other are those that will sponsor them. If you're not a soldier, you are a donor, a financier, a contributor. You are either fighting on the front line or you are contributing to the sustenance of our campaign. As simple as that. No neutrality. No neutrality. We are going back to Skype. I think Anichebe, you are back with me. Is that correct? Anichebe, can you hear me? I don't know if you can. Anichebe, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. as confirmed by that. They cannot hear me. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? You are not speaking up. What type of thing is that? Sounding as if somebody is pursuing you.
With you, my director.
What is happening to your line? It's not stable. What is going on?
I don't know. It's network. My director, I wanted to comment on whatever you are doing. You are doing the right thing. Don't relent. People can say anything. People can talk anything they want to talk. Anybody that can do more than what you are doing, let the person come down to the Biafran land and started it. It's not hiding under the woman's bed and talking rubbish. Don't listen to anybody's talk. What we need now is that weapon you are talking. Now, Malaysia are doing things. I'm in the family of Malaysia here. Then what we need is to support you in any way that can support you. Because I am calling my people every day in Ezago and they're giving me day to day what is happening. These people are damaging the cassavas. They are chopping up everything. And the people, the villagers cannot talk because they have guns. So those people are living in fear. My mom couldn't sleep in our house. He's back in Enugu now. He can't sleep in our village. Because the place everywhere is there's fear that anything can happen at any given time. So there's no time wasting. The only Igwe is honest in Ezago is that Igwe Uzobi, which you mentioned, the former chairman of Ohanaeze Ndị Igbo. He's the only Igwe that can even stand up and tell Hausa people to their face that these people should be go out from Ezago. But he's only one voice. He doesn't have backup. I want pleading. If you can go to that man and he will give you the clue how to get these people eradicated from that land, please. Because all those things, within a short time, we count people in 40 or 50s that they die. Because as they're coming gradually, within a short time, they will overrun us. I'm having the fear here. I'm not sleeping here anymore any longer. Because I know what is happening there.
My brother, your line is extremely unstable. It wasn't this way before. I don't know what is happening. You will try and rectify it and call us back. We have a caller on the line, please. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, my director. My name is Chika Okeke. I'm calling from Israel. I'm from Anambra State, in Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, you remember me, it's the guy that I talked last time, the guy that took you in the airport.
That is control. Correct, yes.
Director, my suggestion about this weapon issue is, if we keep on talking about this weapon, it will take us time. This one may call and say his opinion. But director, my own opinion, what I'm trying to tell you is that if we can be able to do it, let you just share this money, all the zone. All the continental, all the zone, all over the world, everywhere we are. Let's start paying the money because that's not the annual when I go to my neighbor. You know, so easy because some of our people, they are going to club, they can drink whatever, they are drinking every day. So let's know that we have something in hand. Share the money now, everybody will start paying the money. Share the money, just let know what we have already. Share the money, all the zoners, all the continental, let them keep everybody start paying. If you're drinking 2 bucks every day, from today, you will keep on drinking one or half. Even don't drink at all. Just share the money. All the zoners, share the money. Let's start paying it. Let's know what we have. Because if you keep on talking this one will come and say his opinion, this one will say his mind, we are not going anywhere. We can say this is the tomorrow. Nobody's moving. Just share the money. Even if you will get the half, it's okay.
Okay. Your suggestion is a very good one. It's something we shall definitely take on board. Thank you very much, and I'm sure that Israel is holding up very, very strong. We have a caller on Skype, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Director, this is Ume Clinton.
You're welcome to the program. Please go ahead.
All right, so how are you doing, sir?
Very well, thank you. Very well.
All right. It's good to hear your voice again.
Thank you.
I just finished recovering from my sickness.
Yes, have you returned to your station, to where you're based?
Yes, I have.
Okay, wonderful. Please go ahead.
I want to talk to our people that is talking about unity and all the nonsense. before I went back to my base, I was opportune to meet with a veteran. He was the army signal to Nigerian Navy during the Biafran Civil War. I got talking with him, and director, you will be amazed with the type of lies this man has been fed by criminal Owazurike. When people talk about unity, I don't know what they understand by the word unity. Do I unite with a rogue because I want to be free, so that I can get a nation where criminals will abide? I don't understand. This man was telling me that he read on paper that Owazurike met with George Bush. Chai.
Hey, Chineke Nyabere. Hey. Dear Lord.
Director, I will still make contact with this man when I come back, as we agreed. The man is an electronic engineer. During the war, he was part of his father, his own father was part of the Ogbunigwe. Then he himself, according to him, and I had to follow him to his house to confirm what he was saying. So he was part and parcel of the war. So I saw proof. So I will still make contact with this man when I come back, because we need his services. His knowledge is too vast. Now, yes. When people are talking about unity, will I unite with such a person? This man was telling me that in the year 2005, that they would have gotten Biafra. Was Ricky met with George Bush, and Obasan just scattered everything.
So, anyway, that's what fits Igbo people. Lies. That's what captures the attention. Okwasin. Darkness.
They decided to make five nations free. That Obasanjo's anger, or Obasanjo wanted Oduduwa, and Oduduwa was not on the table at all. Obasanjo just scattered everything.
Okay.
I was.
Anyway, Clinton, you're still a young boy, so you wouldn't know this story. You know, when we were growing up in those days, they told us a story about Nnamdi Azikiwe. They said before the Niger Bridge was built, anytime it's built, Mami Water will pull it down. Anytime.
Yes. That they had to sacrifice somebody.
No. They said Zeke came to the bridge and asked the mermaid, beautiful mermaid to go into to turn into a housefly, go into the bottle and come out. And Zeke said, asked the mermaid to allow him to go first. So Zeke turned into a housefly, went into the bottle and came out. And as soon as this mermaid that was disrupting the construction of the second Niger Bridge went into the bottle, Zeke quickly cocked the bottle until the bridge was finished.
Director, as in, when people talk about unity, they have not understood the level of criminality.
No, they don't know.
These people are involved with.
They don't know that.
So if they understand, nobody will be talking about unity. Who am I uniting with? I'm reading that Fulanis are invading Ezeago, and lo and behold, the person that was complaining, please director help me, is it the same Ozohob of Bilie SCE?
Yes.
Now, people should reason. People should think. As in, I don't know how people think, but that is how I made this story. If you are the chairman of Supreme Council of Elders of Indigenous People of Biafra, and the touts
disbanded.
It's
been disbanded.
No, I know, director. As in, I want people to understand when they talk about unity. I want them to understand that if these men are true to their word, how can somebody of such caliber be calling on Nigerian police to come and help him and scare away cattle raiders? It's madness. So please, when they tell you such thing, I trust you, director, so there's no need to tell you what to tell them, because what they will give you, they will collect back 100-fold. So when they talk about unity, unity should be based on principle, and that principle is truth and nothing but the truth. Once there's no truth, there's no unity. And you cannot unite with an animal. You cannot unite with a rogue. You cannot unite with a criminal. You cannot unite with a greedy person.
So when you talk about unity, you should understand that unity comes with purpose. When my purpose and your purpose is different, what are we uniting on? When your own purpose is to loot and pillage people in the name of freedom fighting, how should I unite with you? When your own purpose is to make amass wealth and build hotels and turn yourself to a demigod, what am I uniting myself with you for? Director, please, when I talk about this stupid unity, they should go to hell. If we have 500 person on the march, we'll get Biafra. They are talking nonsense. So I should go and, you know, by the time I leak all the criminals, then what kind of Biafra do we provide, director?
It won't even come. Biafra won't even come close. So what, look at this man lying. That is what feeds our people. I don't know. They cannot get me to lie. I will not lie. That is this thing about Igbo. They love lies and liars. Look at all the people doing very well. They are liars, deceivers, and cheats. Mad people.
When I come back, I will see that man. Director, this man was speaking with 100% conviction. That's my son. And he was telling me because I'm his son. I'm like a grandson to him. That I'm too small. That Zurich is working. Aye.
All hail the Ofra.
Am I on, director?
Yes, you are on. Please continue. We must apologize. There was power failure. We are in the zoo. Well, a part of it anyway. This is Biafra land, but under the command of the zoo, there was power failure. So we have switched over to generator. So when people ask you sometimes, oh, how come? What are they? Tell them we are buying petrol for generator. They don't give it out for free, you see. You have to buy it. And because of our incessant use of our generator, when it breaks down, we replace it with another one. Please tell them, because they cannot reason properly. They are monkeys. They are liars and deceivers. Clinton Ume, please continue. You are still with us. Continue.
All right. So, as I was saying, so our people should forget about this issue of unity and so on and so forth. There are so many lies that have been embedded by so many progressive groups. So, they cannot work with us. It is not possible. Now, on the issue of the donation director, I have a suggestion to make.
Go ahead.
We need all the money in the world. And as such, we will not be banking on our people abroad alone. Our people at home that is feeling this heat also would like to be part of this donation because it has been abroad, continent, and continent. If our people are at home, even if it is $10 per person or $20, director, we should bring it back home as well. We should bring it back home as well because this continental thing, some of these people are there. If not for very few of them that understand that our house is on fire, so many of them are comfortable. But those of us that understand that as a graduate, you have to feed from your hand to your mouth. That understand that there is no source of hope in this contraption called a country, they will reason and see what we can do. So let us bring this thing back home a little and see how people back home can come into it.
Okay.
It's not by force, because those that think that the money is for free, please, I at least during the memorial I was in the midst of what is happening. Honestly, not this. If you say it is easy, come.
Come and try.
Come.
Lies, though, because what people will respond to is lies. If you're lying to them, look at Pentecostal pastors. Look at those selling them pure water and calling it holy water. Look at the holy oil. Those of them telling them to come and pray and sing and worship. You look at people in the morning. Where are you coming from? Oh, I went to go and do 30 night. Lies and deceit. That is why Africa is poor. That is why black people are not growing. Thank you very much, Clinton Ume. Thank you very, very much. We look forward to having you here as soon as possible. The caller on the phone, you are resilient. Very, very resilient.
Yeah.
You have stayed with us.
Okay.
I salute your resilience. I do, honestly. You have stayed with us. Please go ahead. Your name and where you are.
Of course, director, I have to wait. Because I'm a standard vision, because I'm a really and true god of Biafra.
Of course you are.
Director, I have to comment. Director, you make me angry yesterday. Sorry to say this. I said it before. There is one idiot that called yesterday from Lagos. Director, we gave that guy more than 10 minutes. I've been trying this line more than 9 weeks. You see? Some other guys, when they call like that and begin to talk nonsense, one is that the guy call you without number. Is from there you will know that this guy has something behind. And after talking rubbish, he didn't mention anything. And I waited when finally I didn't get you. Okay, I want to finally commend you for the good work you are doing, first of all. My name is Enemark Ihochamerudi from Germany.
Yes.
Director, see, all the while I've been following this thing, I go to Düsseldorf and I attend the meeting, though it's far from where I'm living. So before I forget, I want you, Director, please, to talk to these coordinators for not trying to fire here in Germany, because I'm very closer to Münster, I said it before, closer to Osnabrück. At least we need somebody to be coordinating that place, or we need at least delegates that will come from the headquarters, which is the Düsseldorf. So at least come and assist. I will come out, we'll go for this year meeting. I know that many of them will not agree. But at least, as they say that many are called, but you are chosen. You see? So that is one. Because from this place I live, to go to Düsseldorf, it took me almost like something new. Only for train alone. So if I contribute that money, it's something. But the monetary dues, they have to be used to contribute. So that's another thing. So Director, is he for Jonathan as president or so-called president of the zoo? You see, from my point of view, I see this Jonathan as a coward, as you say. I know that he's very, 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 very afraid, because I grew up in the village. I'm from Enugu State. I'm up to 20 before I'm going to get my way to Port Harcourt. From Port Harcourt, I begin to come out to this place. You see, when Obasanjo is a president of that zoo, I happen to be a commercial driver. I convert materials to oil company to oil company. When an Hausa man is there as a president, all offices there, when you enter there, you will see people with wrong cap, all these offices. They don't really know how to spell their name, but they are the manager. After Obasanjo came in, if you enter all the offices, all you company offices, you enter there, you will see people, kawa mouth, all the office people that their mouth is, this is their mark, I don't know how I say it. You will see them speaking in Yoruba language. But now is the turn of this Jonathan. We don't have airport, we don't have seaport, but Jonathan is from the eastern Nigeria. So I'm asking, after he might have finished this tenor or his this thing, he will be a president who will finish his tenor. When he wants to travel back to his state from abroad, he first of all got a land to Abuja or to Lagos. It's a very, very, very shameful thing to him. One, I know that because if he met up outside people around him, for him to submit and say, okay, he's tired of it. If we know that they'll give him one, they'll just go and break him. We know it's not easy for him, but he's supposed to be dancing on the tune of you people. That is one. And come to British people, British government director. Also, see, Naya, I'm on a robot. See, Naya, I'm a hero. Yeah, I'm a job of the city, and you see, I'm a bank. I'm asking director, what have we done to these people, this British government, that they have been killing us, doing a lot of things, because this killing started from the origin. I don't know what we have done to these people. If the adults or the grown-up people will tell me this, what of children? All these atrocities that is happening in Eastern region, in that so-called zoo, Nigeria, all is caused by British people. No doubt about it. Okay, for instance, example, when I was during the time of Mandela, Beria, they say, yeah, because if someone is somewhere alive, they will always putting all the hope for like Abacha, he said Abacha destroy Nigeria, Abacha do this, Abacha do that. During the time of that Mandela, during the time of Israel, they came and they said, backed up this apartheid in South Africa. That's why I asked him, what comment did that so-called Queen Elizabeth make during that time? Is she not there during that time of that apartheid? That's one. So, director, in fact, from times when I remember, that's why I asked his name in Hotel Melody. Many people are asking me, why this, what have wives done to her? I said, you people may not understand. We are here in Europe as a slave. It's because of them. Every corner we cannot breathe. It's because of them. So, director, my dear, let me give another people a chance to talk. Thank you very much and keep it on. Please, this coordinator, as I say, please talk to them. I'll be happy. Osnabrück and Mutsalam is so empty. And many Biafrans are there. Many of them don't really know about this. I'm saying it. The most important thing is to, first of all, make them to know of it. Many people are just hearing, but they don't know. As I said, one of my friends has introduced me to this. And many people should please have access to this YouTube. It helps a lot. It helps much, much, much a lot. And for those that say that you are shouting or you are arrogant, director, keep on. Keep on. The violence is the only language African people can understand. It's only God that keeps you to this extent. The people that started in that area, look at somebody like Patrick Lumumba of Congo. The truest human being I have never seen. Look at where they ended. The Western world collaborates and supports the Congo people. They take him away by killing him. You see? If the government, or what is the name of Ghana, if he did not wipe all these British servants in his country, that Ghana would be to have been the best country so far now in Africa. You see? So, director, thank you very much. And God bless
my
you.
My brother, thank keep you. On. Thank you very much. You have actually alluded to and put in a few things. What did Patrice Lumumba do to USA? What did Walter Rodney do to USA? Most of, you see, some of when I see these kids on Facebook and they jump around, I question the depth of their knowledge. There are things they don't know about. I advise them to go and study. I spent 18 years doing it. Just studying. Of course, I was going to work as well, please. Studying! Anichebe, are you back with me?
Yes, my director.
Yes, please. I want
director,
you.
I'm back.
Yes. Have you spoken to your village, Ziago, in Enugu here?
Yes.
And I what do they say? Yes. What do they say? What is the current? What is the update on the invasion of Ziago by Boko Haram?
The update stand that the youth, the vigilant group in the village, told me that they are at alert, but they have seen the weapon of these people carrying, and they only have compassion. And there are not much. Many of them had left village and go to town because of suffering in the village. There are all these Okada boys and all these people that are in the village. So they are not powered enough. And the pump action they have in the village is just little pump action. And it is only my own village that have that pump action. Some other villages doesn't have. So the security there is not so. There's no security anywhere. There's nothing like security that can confront those Fulani Boko Haram. There's no security anywhere, my director. There's no need of talking about any vigilante because they are not vigilant. So what I'm telling you to say now is if there's anything we can do, because I'm telling them that they should go to Enugu and join the Biafran people in Enugu and know.
Anichebe, your line is not very clear, but at least we understand what you're trying to say, that Ezeagu is still and remains under siege as we speak, and there is nothing anybody can do about it. When people say to you, why do we need to contribute to buy weapons, tell them, how do we drive away the invaders in Ezeagu? Maybe we can go to court and write summons and then they will adjust it for or adjournment for the next 4 years. By then, your mothers will be dead, your daughters scattered away, and there will be no food to feed the community because all the crops in the farms would have been destroyed, completely destroyed.
This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you're calling from, regardless of your location in the world, we are transmitting live and direct from here, Enugu, the capital city of Biafra land, on a day we are presenting to humanity the injustice being done to our people, what Hausa Fulani headsmen are doing to us here. It is no longer a story confined to the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. It is happening here as we speak. We are reporting without fail once again that our people here are helpless. We need to go and save these communities. We need to go and do what is right. And that thing that is right is to ensure that Biafra comes as quickly as possible. Over again to men's, please do bear with us. That is what we experience here. You're back with us. This is Radio Biafra Live Transmission. We have our brother still on the line. Please continue to conclude for us, please. The world is listening.
Okay, yeah, that's something we'll do on the line. So, during the time of this civil war, Nigerian Biafra, I wasn't born then, but I heard that this, you should be mentioned all in the air, but I just want to remind that I heard that this Oka people, this Oka Mid, that is what they call Oka Mid, this thing. But also, I think as well as we still communicate with people, as if you are contributing to, and because we have talent enough, we can do what people cannot do. We know that we are children of God, so that's it. We have all, we are Israelites. For example, let me keep working for this to work. Directly, you know that one notice. When they are on the way to Egypt, after they have left, on the way to Israel, to the promised land, after they might have left Egypt. You know, the second point, as Moses went up to call this Ten Commandments or something like that, I don't know. Before he might have come back, there is one man who convinced Israelites to begin to remove their jewelry and all this to cut a wooden something or wooden something to be worshipped in. I don't know the name of the man,
I have forgotten the name of, and I'm sure they will tell us in a minute. They will give us the name in a minute. Can you hear me? The name of the very person that organized for Arusha Perapi graven image to be forged out of gold. Yes.
It's exactly what that was Greek did. Our motives put his own which is no more there. For this was Greek to be leading us through, look at what he did. He convicted many people, many innocent Biafrans, to be watching these idols. How can somebody be fighting for freedom and be joining the same your enemy? I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing, Director. Director, please keep keeping on. We are behind you strongly, strong inching. Even if we remain well, we must fight for the last man. That's what I promise. Thank you very much and God bless you.
Thank you very much and God bless you too, my dear brother. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, you must be listening to us via one of our portals. And that could be anything at all, but more principally, the main website remains www.radiobiafra.co. Go and tell your friends and your family. Ask them to join us. We are a global phenomenon. We don't play locally here at Hokwe. We are a phenomenon all over the world in over 88 countries and counting. We are incredibly formidable. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? If you can, this is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you're calling from?
I'm Anichede from Enugu.
From Enugu, please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Please, I just wanted to suggest something.
Go ahead.
You know, we are the news now is that we should contribute for weapons or something like that. I don't know. The issue now is this. Let me suggest one thing. Though we said that we shouldn't be talking over the air, I think it is better you broadcast over the radio. Gamalin is a very, very good weapon against the cattle.
No, because so, if you kill them with Gamalin, I tell you what, they will still sell. You know there is corruption here.
Yeah,
they will still sell the meat to our people. The abattoirs will still accept it, and they will sell it. That is why people will continue dying. So we can't use that. We know, but we can't use it.
Okay, that is my main, that is the main thing I wanted to tell you. And another thing, thanks to God that I got it, because I just sent a mail through Thomas just to tell you that this is the World Cup. And please, broadcast that all our people going to the World Cup should go there with our flag. The flag means a lot.
They know that, and they are going to do that already. And when they do it, Wazirike will come and tell Masop people that he did it. He organized it. He went and saw George Bush. He said, George Bush. You know, our
please,
people. Go ahead.
Please, we know who is serious in this struggle. You cannot deceive all the people all the time. You can never deceive all the people all the time. Now we know we are seeing the handwriting on the wall. It is only a foolish Igbo man or a foolish Biafra man that will be hoodwinked again with what is happening. So, let me tell you one thing. It is better we forget the issue of Wazirike. Just focus on what you are saying. We have been hearing you. Whatever you say, we must follow it. We should not be going with those people that are stealing our money. We are hungry. We are frustrated. We have no future. So I don't know where to begin. It is only when you are with us, or when you live in this southeast or south, as they tell you, that you notice or experience what is happening. So anybody coming to tell us lies, I don't think. There comes a time when a man will say it is enough. Enough is enough. And I think that point is now. We will follow the truth. The truth must set us free.
Yes.
Say the truth. Let the person who wants to die, let him die.
I will speak the truth now. Any
so
day we stop it, we are finished.
We are hearing it. Though I might say that you are arrogant or something like that. But I know it is not because of me. That arrogant something, those that depends are the bigger, the big men that who does not want to hear anything from the poor men. So let them hear it the way you sound. It
of course,
for them.
I am arrogant because my father spent money sending me to the finest schools money can buy. Library Avenue Primary School, Government College, Omuahia, University of Nigeria, Nsukka, London
and
Metropolitan.
I would like my own
simple as that.
To go to the best school also.
My father spent money sending me to school that I may be able to learn and serve my country. That is why our march is unstoppable. We have raised Biafra to a level hitherto attained. Impossible to get here. Before we came, when you write the word Biafra, if you Microsoft the word Biafra, if you put it on Word document, you will see red on the line. Today, that is no longer the case, is it? Before, when you write the word Biafra, they will bounce it out. That is no longer happening, is it? We are marching on. The only one stopping us is ourselves. 67 to 70 is not 2013 to 2015. Owagakola nihu. Times have gone. If we were in 67, this broadcast will be heard by people in Enugu alone. But now we are on satellite. Nobody can stop satellites from broadcasting. So no matter what they do, there will always be Radio Biafra. So now is not then. And can never be. And can never be. Can never be. We must continue. Barrister, you have joined me. We welcome you. The caller on Skype, remain where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, thank you, Director. I told you I'm with you, and I'll always remain with you. Director, let me take on some of the issues during the time you
trying to explain the news. Of course, we are on Radio Biafra, we don't read it. We explain the news. About the Hausa man who was telling the zoological people that if Boko Haram are allowed to carry on, they will finish the north and then they will move to the south. That is absolutely correct. We've seen this for a very long time. We lamented. We say, but all the senators, all the governors over there, they are busy. They are busy chasing money, buying aircrafts, and then putting their money in Swiss banks, so that any problem, all of them will jump into their private aircraft and then go and land somewhere where them and their family will relax and enjoy themselves. They are the people that prompt up Boko Haram. Boko Haram has gone back to the same place where we were told that so-called Chibok girls were abducted. Now, listen to this, director. It's been to confuse and convince our people. And in fact, the whole world is very easy. Now, the so-called kidnapped or abducted girls were taken from Chibok. It's the same Chibok where Boko Haram has gone to kill. So why didn't they kidnap instead of killing? And why did they abduct instead of killing at the original and the first instance? Now they come back, the same Chibok girls, they did not abduct, but they killed. This is irrational thinking. But most people will not rationalize it that way. They will not think it that way. But if you are given to analysis, when somebody says something to you, you read in between lines. Yeah, again, there was no evidence of any abduction of Chibok girls or anybody that kidnapped Chibok girls. Because if they were, this second time around, they would have kidnapped them. Because English language will tell you, once bitten, twice shy, or once nice, twice bitten. Since they took the first ones freely, without any trouble, it would even be more easier to abduct them without killing. So it is obvious that there was no kidnapping in the first instance. That kidnap and Chibok girl issue has been buried. And that's why we don't hear about them anymore. Americans have the reasons why they went to the zoo to protect oil, not that they are looking for any Chibok. Because what is amazing, even as we speak, is they have America there, the Chinese, the British, and the Israelis. But the Boko Haram are still killing people, still fighting with the military. And some of the military were, in fact, I was listening to BBC News about 3 or 4 days ago. This guy was telling the BBC man what happened in one village. And this BBC guy asked the guy who was narrating the story, what happened to the military or the police who were supposed to be guarding people? The guy said the police were also running with the civilians. No. The police or the army were running with the civilians that they were meant to protect. Director, some of this is doing me laugh, I tell you. Anyway, back to the reality, and those who say you must unite, every Biafra must unite, otherwise we will not get unity. Let me give them a very simple idea, and the one that will be more practicable, instead of having all these write-ups on Facebook or chitty-chatty or little gossip here and there. My brothers, please, wherever you are, listen carefully. You don't have to be in the same camp with director. You don't have to be in the same village with director. If you have that spirit of restoration and you believe you have to restore Biafra, stay in one corner, do what you know is justifiable to restore your country. At the end of the day, you have reconciliation. Stop saying far and giving excuses that I cannot even tally with anything. If you want to restore Biafra, stand for one corner. Director is not in all the villages in Biafra land. He is only in one place, in Enugu. If you believe you have to restore Biafra, instead of going through this legal avenue, that will never materialize. Brothers and sisters, let's call a spade a spade. We should stop defeating ourselves. Boko Haram is encroaching, going deep down into your villages, and you're going to the court. Please, can we stop at some point and ask ourselves some questions? What are we doing? Are we really sensibly trying to restore Biafra, or are we still trying to live under the cloak of pretense? We should ask ourselves some questions. Some questions are very, very important to convince our listeners, our audience, Biafrans, and friends of Biafra, and those who have the interest of Biafra at heart. Let's be straightforward with ourselves. Where have we ever heard that out of logistics or legal courts, we are able to obtain freedom? Where has it been registered on earth? It's not been in any book, not the ones I have read. And anybody who say that they have read a book, a textbook, in a law, any encyclopedia, where freedom was obtained via legality, please call Radio Biafra and tell us. Biafrans, unite. We have been taken for a ride by both the West, both the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, including the Yorubas. They play too much with our intelligence. We used to pride ourselves back in the years of intelligence. They have come inside us, multiplied us through pregnancy our women and having multiple children, those who are no longer Biafran, but a breed of a mixture of every element. When you talk right, they tell you left. When you say left, they tell you right. Things are no longer the way it is. Biafran, all I know is that what is good will always overpower the bad. We should not allow few individuals, few elementals among us to digress or dismiss all we are trying to do by giving us some excuses. Some people want to debate with the director. I said there is no need for debate. We are not here for debate. Come out, let's unite and restore our nation in order to stop the senseless killings of our future. All of us, as we are listening, we will die one day. Those who declare us are those coming behind us. Nobody will say on this earth, let me remind all of you, if you have forgotten, we will all die. But if we don't set the pace correct, those coming behind us will suffer more grievously. Let's be sensible in whatever we do. This is not a fight for Nnamdi Kanu. What Nnamdi Kanu is doing, he voluntarily brought himself out to save his people from senseless killings. Please don't take anything personal. Nnamdi has done this, Nnamdi has done that. Before Nnamdi, who came out? Ask yourself. Before him, who came out? He has narrated how we got where we are today. It was not easy. This guy you've seen, he's denied himself quite a lot of things. At the point, he was sleeping in his car. How many of you can do this? All of you will call him. Nnamdi is this. Without his stubbornness, we'll not get to where we are today. Give this guy the credit that he deserves. I myself cannot do it. Majority of us cannot do what he's doing. He volunteered his life himself. I'm talking on behalf of all over the Africans in the world. Instead of you to give him credit, some disgruntled element in our midst always criticize this guy. So what all of you expect is let him abandon this so that the senseless killing of our people, and one day will reach your family if you think you are abroad and you're safe. You are not. There is a proverb our people always say, onye rungo kuko na abosu, onye chiyo, onye chiyo. When you see a fowl trying to play with sheep, if you're around, send that fowl away. Because if that fowl is eventually killed, you don't know whose table that fowl will be served. It might be you eating it. All of you should be careful. Nnamdi this, Nnamdi that. Wind the clock back 5-10 years ago. How many of you came out? Every time Nnamdi. His arrogance, that's his personality. When you see this millipede, you see those young ones, That young one said without his aggression, people would just carry him so with a hand. Even a snake says without his aggression, women could use him for as a belt. That is the way it is, because that is personality. That is the way he's created. Nobody will change Nnamdi on air. It's too late anyway. What has he done? We have a transmitter. The people contributing on this do not have never seen him. Satellite is working. What do you want this guy to do? Support him. Attitude for Atamo Huko. When we congregate, then we will count our losses. My Biafra people, let me remind you, you don't have to be in the same camp to fight for Biafra. Start from one corner. When you've done something worth congratulatory, people will, of course, give you the handshakes that you deserve. Nnamdi is just a single individual, but he's commanding millions because of the way he is pursuing aggressively to restore Biafra. Give him credit, my people. Thank him. Because they say he who pays way to the elder is also paying way to his own greatness. If you see what somebody has done, give that person a thank, because he will come to you. And those behind you will thank you. My people, be reasonable. Use the intelligence that you've claimed to possess. Hausa Fulani are coming into you. From Enugu, they will step into the next village. They are killing you in their own land and you are preaching. Carrying pen and paper. They have burned churches in the north, killing our people on a daily basis, and now they are encroaching into your own land to carry on killing you. That is the work of Islam. They kill to protect. That is their style. You cannot change them. But they turn around and tell you it is a peaceful religion. This, I've never got myself to hold it. Peaceful religion. They are killing you. I was watching some group of guys. They arrested and then dug a big hole and just chopping their necks and then dumping them into this big mass grave they dug. And these are the people associating with us. Some of you will collect money from them. Make them friends. They'll come close to you. They'll kill you. Because you are not the same as they are. It's innate. It's in their blood. You cannot change somebody who is evil. Our people learn. Enough of all this criticism. Help. Bring out what you have. The director has never failed so far, and I don't see why he will fail, because we've got a lot of people behind him that are supporting and helping this situation of Biafra. Join in. Do not be a criticizer, because your family one day will ask you, what did you do? You've got the opportunity. You've got the time. You don't have to be with Nnamdi to fight with him on the same territory. Start from somewhere. At the end of the day, you say, this is what you have done. You'll be brought back into the fold of Biafra. Good evening to all of you.
Good evening, Barrister. Well spoken and well said. Don't bother yourself. I welcome it. I love it. It reminds me of 101 reasons why we should not fail or contemplate failing. The reason why I dismiss them is because they are cowards. If you are strong, you pick up your phone and you call the studio line. You can call the Skype line, or I can give you a dedicated line to call if you are strong enough. One question as I asked Billie, show me where the president in history, which country got their independence by going to court? None. In other words, you're doing experimentation with us. We are guinea pigs. So you're not sure of what you're doing. That was where their case fell to pieces till today. Adjournment after adjournment after adjournment. And you want me to unite with people that sat down and conceived to deceive us by claiming by going to court you win your independence. It's deceit now. You are there to deceive people. And we will not have it. I will not unite with anybody unless your hands are clean. We did our 30th of May. Did you come to Enugu to see how many groups that came? From far and wide, including Igala. They came. People came from Benin to Enugu because we called them to assemble under the banner of Biafra. And they came.
And you want me to leave those people and go and mix with somebody that said, go and Google MASOB and United Nations Observer Status. Biafra, United Nations Observer. You see it in the paper. Well, Chen Amado said that UN gave them observer status. He's Okuasi. Lie. Okuasi. Lies. UN did not give us any observer status. It's there. But they peddle these lies and people believe them. These are those you want me to work with. I will remind you of our creed, what the oath I took in Jerusalem before God, not before man, at the same temple where Solomon prayed, the same temple where Yeshua worshipped, that same temple of Solomon in Jerusalem, when I went to ask Chukwu Abiama to be merciful, I said, and I repeat, that I will remain without fear before my enemies. I will speak the truth always, even if it leads to my death. I will help those who are unable to help themselves, and that I will do no wrong. That is my oath before God. That is why under this very microphone, the truth will be spoken. If you don't like it, go and hang yourself. I don't care. It is the truth. One day, because it is self-evident, you will come to accept it. I told you in 2009 that Wazirike was a fraud. 2009. Today, as they say, where we come from, Okamaka, Ikukune, Ikukana, Hikokoko. Today, everybody knows that the man is an imbecile. He's a fraud. People know that. You are a freedom fighter and you're campaigning for the president of the country oppressing you. Hi. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. No, they can't. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, Nnamdi Kanu. Is that Nnamdi Kanu?
It is Nnamdi Kanu, of course. I'm here. Your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Richard Mboji. I'm from Umuahia.
Which part of Umuahia? You can't come from Umuahia. Tell me where you come from.
I'm from Umuahia North. Ahoho, precisely.
You're from Ahoho. You're not from Ahoho. What is Umuahia North? There is nothing like Umuahia North. You have Ahoho. You have Obakala. You have Olokoro. You have Ibeku. That makes up Umuahia. And Umuahia, I hasten to add. Umuahia as well, please. Forgive me. Go ahead.
I'm from Ahoho.
That's very good. Go ahead, please. I'm listening. Go ahead. And so is the world.
How will I get the form, the Biafra Army form?
You don't need a form. You don't need a form. You come home. You don't need a form to join us. You come home.
Where is the camp? Which camp will you have? Is there any camp available at the moment?
When you come home, you will call us. Once you enter here, as happened yesterday, once you come into the country called Biafra, you phone us and you let us know that you are around. And then somebody will place a call back to you to tell you we are to report. Very simple. We don't have any form to fill. We are waiting. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype?
We don't have any form to
fill. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Thank you very much.
Hello?
Turn your system down, please. This is Radio Biafra live transmission. Turn your system down. You speak to me. You will start by giving us your name and where you're calling us from, please.
On Skype, can you hear me?
They don't listen, do they? But they'll listen to gossip, you know. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone?
You and the caller on the phone.
Turn your system down, please, if you can hear me. This is Radio Biafra, your name and where you are.
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you loud and clear. I can hear you loud and clear, Nnamdi.
But you have not turned your system down.
I have now.
That's better. Please, my dear brother, go ahead.
Thank you. I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia. Go ahead.
My name is Ike Chikungori, sir.
Are you part of us in Malaysia? Are you part of the family in Malaysia?
Yes, of course I am.
Go ahead.
Thank you. I just thought to make just few contributions, and those contributions are very brief. Actually, many people are saying and making suggestions in various areas. I'm not going to go ahead and repeat what they have been saying. That's why I'm going to go ahead and make my personal contribution. And what I want to say is, regarding the sensitization of the people in Biafra land, the people in Biafra land, since our television and normal transistor radios are not yet broadcasting, not all of them have access to internet medium to listen to Radio Biafra. So it will be necessary to carry out some other method of sensitization and the information method. And in my own opinion, I am thinking that we can employ the form of information that people use in those days that is called town hall meetings. Some people could be delegated to go to various communities, inform them that there is going to be a meeting of information about the Biafra restoration. Communities or local governments in Biafra land. And people should be gathered at a particular place called the town hall, and they will be made to make contributions. They could ask questions, because a lot of people are biased regarding what Wazirike has already done, the damage has already done to the senses and mentality of our people. It needs an able hand to give correction to the mindset of the people. And this town hall meeting will do wonderfully well. It could be arranged in such a way whereby the delegates will be in the meeting. The director doesn't need to be in the meeting, but the director will participate in the meeting, but not presently there. And this arrangement could be possible whereby a public address system could be connected to telephone, whereby people can ask questions, because they will like to ask you, are you another Owazirike, or are you, what is the difference between you and Owazirike? And you'll be able to talk to the people of the community, telling them the damage Owazirike has caused to the pursuit of the restoration of the Republic of Biafra, and let them know where you are coming from and why they must trust the current movement. In this town hall meeting, people will hear, people will understand you, people will ask questions. We can make it in such a way that people will ask questions. Limited number of people could ask intelligent and point directing questions that the director can answer from Enugu on a telephone, and we broadcast to the people, or be placed on a public address system whereby they will hear loud and clear what the director is answering for such questions. Now, regarding people of other Biafra land that do not speak Igbo directly, like the people of Calabar, Oron, and the Rivers, and the other Ijaw people, this town hall meeting will help a long way to bring them together, to inform them that this is a reality. The people will now hear. Even if not all the communities will come together, but delegates of the communities will come ask questions regarding their position in this coming republic. Where do we belong? Are we really integrated into the Biafran country? And the director will answer from Enugu or from wherever he is on telephone, and this will be transmitted to them through a public address system, whereby all of them will now get the message. it could even be arranged in such a way that this would be recorded. And I know in Biafra land, it is easy to want CDs and sold to the people. They can play on their houses after the whole meeting. They can play back what the director said so that this will build their minds, because they are not listening to you through the internet radio. They don't know what or what other people know. A lot of people are ignorant of what we are doing. So after this exercise, you can now see that these people at home are more strong, because like the invasion that is going on now in Ziago, if the people at home are really informed about this invasion and what it portends to the actualization of this restoration process, you will see that even women can chase those Catorialas away. People can mobilize and go to first areas and chase those Catorialas away. So I need a good arrangement. I want a good arrangement whereby a meeting of the communities of people in the on the ground, people in Biafra land should be informed, should be made to know that this is a thing that has to be done and is ongoing. By the time Radio Biafra is broadcasting on Transist Radio and our television is broadcasting on a daily basis, people will now get more information. So this is actually my suggestion, and I don't want to take much of our time, because I know a lot of other people have things to contribute. Thank you very much, Director, and I'm very grateful for this opportunity.
And I'm also grateful having listened to you, because all the points you made were solid. Your suggestions will be taken up and acted upon immediately. I will mandate the head of the Directorate of State to commission people here to make sure that these town hall meetings all over Biafra land commences with immediate effect. For those who don't quite understand how we do things, I told you before that none of the things we are doing today, very few of them, are originally the ideas that I came up with. You suggested them because I listen to people. We listen to people, by which I mean the editorial board of Radio Biafra and by extension all the principal arms of government serving their country. Your suggestion is superb. We will take it forward and it will be implemented with immediate effect. Thank you very much. We have other people as well seeking to connect us, and it is our duty to go to them. Your name and where you are, the caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra. We've lost him. I don't know if it is down to the connection. It could be connectivity issue, but I doubt it very much. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, it is definitely connectivity, because they keep falling away. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, is this Radio Biafra?
This is Radio Biafra, live to the world. We are on air, live to the whole world. People are listening to us all over the world. Go ahead.
Wonderful. I am Mr. Nick Kamite from Makode in the zoo.
From Makode in the zoo. Please go ahead.
Yes. Yes. I am from Udi in Enugu State.
You are from Udi in Enugu State. Udi is not under siege, but I know that Ezeagu is under siege this very night. Go ahead.
In fact, what I want to tell you about the Fulani Catfoot men now, they are even in my hometown, Egede, in Udi.
Oh, they're in Egede as well.
Udi, that's Udi. They're eating our crops, both corn and every other thing in Egede. So I thank you very much, Fulani. I thank you very much. What is going on now?
Thank you very much.
Are you hearing me?
Not just me, the whole world. Everybody is listening to you quietly and attentively. Everybody is listening to you. Please go ahead.
They are in Egede right now, that I'm telling you. Just destroying our crops, both yam, both crops, corn, and other things. I am working in my hometown, Egede. Before I turn back, my back, I see some people with cows surrounding me where I'm working, in Egede. They continue destroying our crops, even our leaders, so-called leaders in our land. They don't want to talk. But if you are going to go now at Lake Hill, you will see some hot there where they live, and our people don't want to talk. So I'm very happy Oga Nnamdi, I'm happy, very well. As we are talking now, I'm very, very happy. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you. Thank you. There is nothing to be happy about. Things are happening. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
My dear brother, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Arinze Ebeleno, calling from Spain.
Arinze is a very beautiful name. You're calling us from Spain. Which part of Spain are you in?
My director,
yes.
I want to...
Which part of Spain are you calling from? Which part of Spain are you in?
I am in Malaga, Spain.
In Malaga, Spain. Please continue. Go ahead.
Yes, my director. What I want to contribute is that the problem we are having, one thing is we need art. Another thing we need is communication. We need our people to listen to this radio. Because 90% of people listening to this radio is people that are in Europe. Not even everybody. If you know, when you are in England, if you use your mobile phone to listen to radio, the Vodafone people will take all your money. You know that. Even if you're on contract. Even if you're on contract. No, it's not like. Even if you're on contract. So, my brother, the best thing is we need this arm something. And we also need our people to know.
Yes.
Because like this is a go issue now. If our people know there, if our people, only the youths will go there and scatter everything. Because they listen to it, they know everything. But this one is, if we don't have people, if we don't have anybody listening from Biafra land, if it's only here in Europe, then we should make it to be equal. Everybody listening in. So that's my contribution.
Thank you very much. It is accepted. Our transmitter is here. We are working on it as we speak, and very soon it will broadcast to everybody. But we are putting things in place so that once our transmitter goes up, before they can find it, it will do all the damage that is needed. Because they will attack our transmitter, I can assure you that. Definitely they will. That is why we ask people. Let me put it this way. People go and watch football through satellite. You can also listen to Radio Biafra through satellite. We know how hard it is. We want to make it available to everybody, and we are working on it as we speak. This very moment, we are working on it. Thank you very, very much, and God bless you. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the phone. This caller, please give us your name and where you are.
Hello, director. This is
Emeka Mokeri. Thank you very much. Your voice is a bit muffled. Are you at work? Your voice is deep.
Yeah, I'm not at work. I'm at home. No?
Okay, go ahead, please. It's better now. Just raise your voice. It's better.
I've been thinking about Biafra. That's why, because all this Biafra issue is giving us a sleep at night, you know, and that is why we must do something, you know. What I'm trying to say is to contribute from what other people have said. Because the people in the village, like other people, if somebody can go there in the village and tell them about this Biafra issue, I think something like this will change. Although the people live in the village, they don't know anything about Biafra. You see, only the few of them, like there's one man in my village called Elias Ozuoye. They call him Igbo Biafra in Isuofia. So if he calls Igbo Biafra in Isuofia, they know this man very well. He have a technical service station, police station in Isuofia before. I don't know because he's old man now. You know, those people is the people who can lead us to where we are going. The village people, all those, because they are lack of communication. They can only receive telephone from abroad. Their children living in abroad, but they don't. This is Radio Biafra. They don't listen to that. If it's possible, how can we make? What can we make to make sure that they listen to this Radio Biafra? I think this is where we end. When the indigenous people or the village people, when they know this thing, everything will end. Another one also I want to contribute is for this AK issue. Can you agree on it? Because Udenka, na all Igbo land. That AK was a symbol of humanitarian, because AK was a kid that was a bad guy. So that means we look to you and I'm not going to buy it. I am here to work it. So because one day you will be there, so will be a big one. The thing that I'm going to do is that you have to you want to say?
What are we removing? Can I get weapon?
The
python. What did the python do? Did the python commit fraud or corruption? What did the python do? What is the crime? What offense did the python commit?
The python is harmless. It means a lot in Aguata.
Why should we remove the python that is harmless? Why should we remove it? Why?
Because the ego is killing the python. In Aguata, we don't kill a snake. In part of Anambra, we don't kill it. If somebody mistakenly kill it, he must do something for that, like a burial or a ceremony or a sacrifice for that, because that is harmless. There is in Igboku archaeology, architecture, there is Udu. And the many things there, they have the symbol of that snake. As the Moses raised the snake in the wilderness.
That is correct.
Whoever has problem, we look at internet snake, it's harmless. Everything will go. It come from Old Testament in the Bible. And that is our culture, what we represent. Many of us don't know about it.
No, we don't. What do we know? They say it's a after all this.
Like Agrolech goes with the crocodile. During the time of the Biafran War, that crocodile showed them a lot of things. The only people from my dog can still tell that, or the old people who live in the village, because me, I'm a hunter, I'm a smith also, I'm a blacksmith, I'm a bozo. I do many things for traditional people, and that's where I acquire many knowledge that I'm sharing today. That is symbol of peace, humanitarian, that is,
The python.
Yeah, the python, yeah.
It's not just in your place. Not just in your place. There was a python, the place where you have Ojukwu Bunker today, where Dr. M.I. Opara built, as Ojukwu Bunker, in fact, that very place is called Opulisiokwe. That is the ancestral home of our people, ancient people.
Yeah.
That place, there used to be a snake there. When the white man came, the white man said they wanted to extend GRA to come into that very area. When they come, the snake will come out. This is folklore, what I was told by my father. The snake will come out because my grandfather was the high priest of our people. The snake will come and drive the people away. The snake kept coming and driving them away until a few people sat together, conspired with white people to do away with the snake. And after the snake died, everybody, all those people that had a hand in it, they all died as well. And that was how they managed to extend GRA to where it is today in Omuahia. That very GRA, the same spot where you have Ojukwu Bunker, where Biafra surrendered, is Opulisiokwe of our people. Opula means the where you grew from, basically. Please go ahead.
Okay. In Zimbabwe, there is also the similar story. The name of their own AK is Nyame Nyame. If anybody from Zimbabwe listen to me, we confirm that I'm saying what I know, because I like to read this with the old history of the. That is only what I spend my life to do. That's called Nyame Nyame. They kill this snake is true. I want people to write about Nyame Nyame from Zimbabwe, the big snake in Zimbabwe, and let also the history of the, because what we are fighting for is to revert people, to revert Africa, to make things to be a normal way. The death what else are people now is doing? How can these people are doing all these things to us? And we can, this is not the time of talking, it is the time to move and deliver this message to people of the village. Equip them in the sort, I think, in what I think they are doing it in vigilantes. They make the youth people to secure their land. So we have to work with these people, because if we have somebody like you motivating them, telling them what to do, how to do, who their enemy is, and where their enemy is coming from, this thing they have to solve under a night. I have lived in the village. I know how we take them out. During the time it happened in Abia State, I don't want to say that one, you know. I was there at that time. We don't need to worry too much how to kick these people out of our place. I can say that the most problem we're having is our people having this problem. Because in my village also, it's the same thing. All these rich people, they don't want the poor people to see road. They don't want anybody to do anything. They want to take in the money of the poor people and use the money to kill the poor people. It's not that we have many people representing us in Aguata and Anambra State, but we don't have light. We don't even have a drinking water. They call themselves rich people. Sorudo is from my village, it's from Isofia. He built a road and he ended it only in his house. He don't even build a house in Isofia. What he's trying to do is to divide the village and they rule his people. This thing is what we don't need. And the youth have one voice. They will stand in one voice because they are suffering and they want their future to be open. So we have to know how to contact the youth in the village and tell them what they have to do. All these criminals have to be kicked out there. No man is running on. It's our people doing us. Yeah.
Of course, my brother.
Even MIT,
of course it is. That is why we are in the second phase of the struggle. And we said the second phase of a cleansing of the land to tidy it up, so that when we march against our enemies, the saboteurs will not undermine us from behind. That's all. That phase is where we are in right now, preparing and gathering momentum to launch it. It won't take up to 24 hours and it will be finished. The caller on Skype, I presume, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? We have somebody on Skype. They're not saying anything.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, what is your name? Your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Emmanuel Chuku from Enugu State, Nkano.
Nkano, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Moscow.
From Russia. Moscow in Russia. Are you part of the family in Russia?
Yes, I'm part of the family in Russia.
Please go ahead.
My contribution is about the new governor, central bank, the ex-central bank governor of central bank, which now Emir of Kano. So now, because I know that man is a real Boko Haram, and our people in North area, I would like us to inform our elders, the committee of elders of Biafra, to start informing the people from the northern place by informing them about to start coming back home. Because any action we make towards our second phase, our third phase, it will definitely affect the northerners, our people in northerners. So let us start giving them the green light to start coming back, because this is the time, using our elders we have, different elders, to write them, to keep giving all the top people, because I believe they have meetings and leaders in the northern place, to inform them about what to come soon. So they should know and they should start coming back home if they really want to save their life. So that is my contribution regarding these people in the north area. Because I once lived there, and I know how we are difficult to come back. No matter how you inform them, they will keep stubborn until most of them most of them, be, you know, when they take their life, most of them see they take their closer one life before they will understand. So I would just want us to inform them, to keep informing them, no matter how, because there are more than thousands there. You know, so
thank you very much.
Contribution.
Yes, you have contributed very well. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the phone. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. These are some of the people testing us out to see if we are live or not. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? If you can, your name and where you are.
Thank you very much.
The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, Namdi, good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you're calling from, please, my dear brother.
My name is Ezigo. I'm calling from Nottingham.
Ezigo from Nottingham. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yes. My reason for calling, I want to contribute to the previous caller who actually made mention about kind of spreading the good news about Biafra, I mean, coming to villages and town halls. But what I want to contribute on, I mean, add on top of that is this. I think the Biafran people in the diaspora, those of us abroad in different countries, we've tried several times to try to convince them, some people, to come and join our movement, but they prefer to go to Igbo meeting. And when they go to Igbo meeting, there's nothing to discuss there rather than Okanwa, Sokwa, the, you know, naming ceremony, this and that. Nothing actually that will change the future of them and their children. So I think I want to use this opportunity to speak to fellow Biafrans that are abroad. My fellow Biafrans, please, Igbo meeting will not help you anywhere abroad. The only future you have, the only real thing that will change the future of your children in the lifetime to come or generations to come is to join the movement of Biafra, wherever you are. Going to village meetings, you can understand that, you know, but Igbo meeting is absolutely useless for you. Go and join Biafra meeting and contribute any way you can to make sure that we actualize, you know, this our dream. Otherwise, we are leaving the fight for our children to fight, and no country with, a very good future leaves the problem for their children. You try to tackle the problem head on so that your children will have an easy ride in life. They will have a good start in life. One of the worst things that have done to us is the denial of good education, because lack of education has actually impacted on our people. When you're talking to them, it's like you're talking to to a wall, or you're talking to an animal. So those Igbo meetings that they're going is actually waste of time. Join Biafran movement wherever you are and make your contribution. Whatever you're discussing in Igbo meeting, you can also equally bring it up there. But whereby you go to Igbo meeting and when they talk about Biafra, the only hope you have, the only future you have, the only opportunity for you to show a real love for your country, you said no, it's a waste of time. Well, for me, I'm using this opportunity, Director, to ask you, speak to your followers, those of them who want to listen. This is, Biafra is our only hope. The only hope of our real joy. When you're going home, you know you're going home to your real home. Not somewhere where you'll be seen.
Yes, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Second class citizen.
Yes, go ahead.
Where opportunity will come and they will look at, think about who they know or who they don't know. Please. This is all my contribution I want to make this evening.
Thank you very much. And you have made it very well. Thank you. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? If you can, this is Radio Biafra.
Yes, Director. My name is Calixtus Ifanchukwu Anuru.
Thank you.
I'm from Umunumo, Amandoba, and Biafra land.
That is one of the most beautiful names we have in Biafra land. One of the most beautiful names. There are a few other places that are, that have very beautiful names, but I think where you come from is top there amongst them. Please go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Director, I greet you and my greeting to all the crew members of Radio Biafra. I'm fellow Biafrans worldwide. I also greet all of you. I'm calling from United Kingdom, the Gates of God and the PRO, the Indigenous People of Biafra, United Kingdom. Now, I want everybody to know we have no more time for this struggle, especially now that we're on the phase two of this struggle. And this phase two will determine the end of our mission, which is Biafra. We have a lot of listeners. Everybody, you know you are listening to Radio Biafra, but to participate, I don't know why you people don't want to participate fully. Don't wait for the last minute for you to join us. This struggle is for our well-being, the well-being of our children, the well-being of our parents. It is very, very important that we should get this thing right now. Please, especially those in United Kingdom, I'm using this opportunity to let you know that we have our upcoming meeting on Saturday, the 14th of June, at this meeting will be at Durin Hall, Elan Grove Road, Forest Gate. Our postcode is E79AB, London. The time remains the same, 5:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. The direction to get this place is get to Stratford Station and take bus 86 or 25 and stop at Woodgrange Road bus stop. Walk towards Forest Gate Station during Hall at back of Cooperative Supermarket. The buses leading to this place is 330-380-58. Stop at Forest Gate Station. Overground train. Stop at Wanted Park Station. Walk towards Forest Gate Station. Contact Mr. Nodim on 0744-041-5062 or Mr. Udechukwu Iwagu on 0744-89-21246 or myself on 0740416-3215. May Chukwuabiama bless all of you as you are coming. Very, very important. This meeting is very, very important. Since after our 30th of May, this is the next meeting we are going to have. And I strongly believe that we are going to have more members this time around than the previous meeting we have been holding. Please, everybody in United Kingdom, try as much as you can to come. There is no more time. Boko Haram is coming to our land. If you listen to Shetima is telling us that very soon Boko Haram is coming to South. They are already in South. Please, everybody come. We are not going to remain in abroad. Think twice. Mr. Director, I thank you. More great you are able. We are all with you. God bless you.
And God bless you too. I salute Biafrans in the United Kingdom. The very silent way they go about their business. They have not failed since they started. This very edifice built by our coordinator of all coordinators, Uchenno Onyema, has endured. And I'm sure that the new leadership will continue to build on the very strong foundations laid by Onyema who has continued to serve his country very well. This is Radio Biafra. I presume we have a caller on Skype. Is that correct? Do we have a caller on Skype? Yes, your name and where you're calling us from. This is Radio Biafra. Raise your voice for us, please.
Okay, my name is Ogochukwu Ohomadike Adibe.
Adibe, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Malaysia, but I'm from Ihiala.
From Malaysia. Yeah, are you part of us in Malaysia?
Really, yeah. Of course, no. I'm part of it.
Do you attend meetings of the indigenous people of Biafra in Malaysia?
Of course, of course.
Sir. Okay, go ahead.
Mr. Mnandi, I want to congratulate you for your work. And I also want to congratulate your workers, Uchemefo, and the Barista Ima, and all the rest
Thank
that
you.
Are working with you.
Thank you.
The issue of the Fulani herdsmen invaders in our land. I think this is the right time our people have to look into this matter. Like the organization, Johannesburg organization, what are they actually doing about this matter? Or did they want to fold their hands and look and allow these people to come and invade us, you know, in our land? I mean, we don't have anybody that spoke for us. It looks somehow. This is the reason why we love our former general, Odumegwu Ojukwu, because he is the only one that can come out and speak. Since he died, nobody we don't have anybody like that again.
Yes, what you're saying is correct, but we are here speaking. There are those of them also speaking, and long may it continue. And as long as you continue your support, because anybody who is not at home, you must be contributing financially. As long as you continue to give us your support, all these Hausa Fulani herdsmen issue will be tackled, my dear brother. Thank you very much for calling. We are grateful for your call. We have a caller on the phone. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening, my dear brother.
My name is Okenwa, calling from Stratford, East London. I spoke with you this morning and was talking about the name of the game is money. You see? Somehow I've been listening to the conversation since it started, and I can only say again, may you live long with the Biafrans all over the world, and at home, live long.
You see?
But somehow I've never had maybe anybody or even some of us talking about asking about the account number or detail to send this money we are talking about. I suggested agenda 100 this morning. And I still stick on it. This 100 British pound, or 100 US dollar, or 100 euro, it makes only about just 25,000 Nigerian naira. So like I said before, any Biafran citizen living anywhere around this planet that cannot afford it, mostly in diaspora, from diaspora, should go and hang his head in shame, then we are not ready. So it is not a news that the Fulani herdsmen has been in eastern part of that country called Nigeria for some time now. It is only that they are waiting for whistle. They are waiting for the time to attack us one more time. Because even if I was a kid born during Biafran War, it is very clear that Biafran or Ojukwu's, under Ojukwu's command, has never attacked anyone. Rather, we declared our independence and we got attacked. Our villages were invaded. So, if myself, inclusive, and other Biafrans living all over the world who run away from that zoo, years now, having children all over the world, and our children are speaking other tongues, which is fine. And all of us have had intention to go and make money, buy a Mercedes Benz and come back home and build a palace. Hoping to come back in 2 years is not happening. We are living outside, it's our country, for many years now, and no one knows when we are going back. And if we doesn't take care, we are not coming back, and our children is not even coming. We can pretend and speak so much English and grammar, it is bullshit. I don't want to live here forever, for goodness sake. Can we? Nnamdi Kanu, this money is not for you. So I can understand the reason why you find it difficult to ask people to just go about contributing this money. Because you have been accused in several avenues, which is not your own making. But all of us should understand that you can as well, like many of us, you know, stay in your comfort zone here in England, where you were, before you sacrifice your life and many others with you there and went back home. So if we can stay in our comfort zone here, wherever we are, why can't we send a little money to continue this journey? You know? So that is what I'm saying. £100, €100, $100. Call and send it. And after I made that call finish, I was a little bit disappointed that I wasn't sent as I requested the detail in sending my own £100.
But it was sent to you. Does it mean that is what some people are saying? But it was sent to you. You called to ask for it, and it was sent to you with another number, not the studio number. It was sent to you. I recall your number ending in 2507. If you check your phone again, you will see it, and we shall also try to resend it to you. Your number is here. We shall endeavor to resend it to you, because I'm sure we did using the office line. We used the office line to send it. If you check, that is what our brother is saying. Sometimes it will say send from here, but over there you will not receive it, but we are going to resend it. We have three networks that we are using. They all cannot fail at the same time. So we are going to get it across to you as quickly as possible. Thank you very much for calling.
Yes, if it's resent to me, I will be glad. And I want to ask everyone to think, look inward and think about ourselves very well. It is a shame that many Biafrans all over the world, some people are living even in Cambodia, in Phnom Penh, Cambodia, you know, doing securities, washing plates and cleaning toilets. How long are we going to do this? Well, even if we cannot go back ourselves, why can't we show our children not only where we come from, but make sure that we have our place, this independence, and they go back home and take our children home? Why should we allow Bozo people to occupy our place and they chase us out of our own home? You know, this is not, it's unbelievable. And I'm looking ahead, as the previous caller said, because we'll be having our meeting here at Forest Gate. I cannot wait to see my deputy director, Ruche Mefo, and Ude Christian, Udemba Biafra, and Kelechi. I hope to see all of them on Saturday.
They'll God be bless there. You. God bless you too. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you. God bless you. That brings to an end today's transmission. 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. 7 o'clock, issue 2:20. We'll be here. 7 a.m. in the morning. We will be here broadcasting to the whole world. We shall be breaking the news of the day. We are going to investigate what we heard, that some part of Udi as well, Boko Haram, is there. We thank all of you for having listened. Those of you that ask for a number to be sent to you, please, it may not necessarily come with the studio line. It will come with the office line. If you want to help us in the purchase of our arms and ammunition, the number to call to request an account number is +234 909 466 5824. I repeat, +234 909 466 5824. Very, very important. That is the number to call. Please, wherever you are, remember that 7 a.m. tomorrow morning here in Biafra land. We will be live again to the whole world. 7 a.m., 7 p.m., two times every blessed day, we broadcast Radio Biafra. We thank you for listening. We thank you for your support, both collectively as a zonal unit, both collectively as a coordinating unit, and as individuals, we welcome it. We know that some of you have requested. Please, we ask you to honor your pledge. And also, moving forward, without hesitation, without fail, as ever, that we will not retreat nor surrender. We will chase away from this very land our enemies, both those within and those without. And as long as this Biafra that will proclaim every blessed hour is our religion, there is no way we cannot succeed. We reaffirm, therefore, that Biafra is a religion. On this radio station, Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwa Biama is our God. He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you. But more importantly, this same God will bless Biafra. Thank you very much, and good night from the holy land of Biafra, Enugu in particular, from where we have come to you too, from today. Tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. in the morning, please try and join us. God bless all of you.
Triumphant from all our foes.